Blog Talk Radio.
Conservative Nation Media has been around for 11 years now to give you the news that is fit to know about the state of America and what the politicians in Washington and around our nation are doing to our freedoms. We have strived to give you the true news that you cannot find in the lamestream lying liberal media, and because of our love for this great nation, we are growing again. With new shows on CNN like American Statesman with Sally Baptiste and A Crazy Nation Radio with Ron Reck, we are getting well-known names to join our network to make CNN a stronger voice for America. We have others who may be joining us too. American Statesman airs on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Crazy Nation Radio airs mostly on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with other times of the week when he feels the need is there. Join Conservative Nation Media for all of our shows on Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday with our Sunday show, American by Design, returning too. That's Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
By Color Only Day here on CNN with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNN, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color Only, only on CNN at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins.
Tune in for The Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
All right. Hello, hello.
hello, everybody. Hopefully y'all can hear me okay. You are tuned in to MWCR Radio. I am filling in for Robert. This is Lorianne. This is Libertarian. I've texted him, and I haven't gotten a response back, so I'm kind of fumbling around a little bit and filling in for him till he gets here, so I'll keep an eye out. I don't really know what he had planned to discuss for tonight or topics that he had planned for, so we will just have to wing it, I guess, until he makes his way here. So, looks like we got Joe Gibson, we got Boyd the Alaskan, we got Mike all in the chat room. And then on the switchboard, Joe Gibson, I see you hanging out. And then there's a Skype number. So feel free, if you're out there and you're listening, call in 646-478-5284. And we'll be, and then press number 1, and that will let me know that you want me to bring you on in to join the conversation. Let's see, we got some people filing in here. Good, good, good. Mike, I see you. I'll go ahead and bring you on in.
Hello.
Hey there, Mike.
Hello.
Cool, cool. Hello. How you doing?
Okay.
Okay. And then looks like we got Boyd as well raising his hand. So I'm bringing Boyd on in.
Robert's going to get a dock in pay, you know. This is, what, twice?
I know.
Now, in the last couple of weeks that he's been late for his show.
Hi, Donnie.
It's been a little while, I think, since I've had to start the show for him, so... I don't know what's going on. Maybe he's delayed. I don't know. Maybe he took a nap and just didn't wake up yet. I don't know. Donnie's in the chat room. Hello, family of freaks.
I don't know what they say. You know what they say. Freaks come out at night.
They sure do, and it is a Friday night. So it's a Freaky Friday.
But it's not night.
It's
not night where I'm at, and it'll probably be not night for about another 4 hours before it gets night here.
Yep.
Well, when it gets dark. When is the sunset here for me? Let me look. Sunset tonight. Let's see. Here where I'm at in Salem, Oregon, 7:37 p.m. is sunset for tonight, my time, Pacific time.
Well, where I'm at, sunset now is at about 9:15.
Wow.
I think.
Well,
we're getting more daylight up there. We're gaining about 6 minutes of sunshine a day. Let me see when my
Well, in another couple of months, you'll be to the point of, you know, land of the midnight sun.
That's right. I'm waiting for my weather.
Yeah, definitely interesting.
I'm waiting for my.
Almost total darkness all day long, and then you flip it to almost no darkness come summer time.
Well, according to my I lied. Sunset is at 8:39 p.m. tonight. Last light is at 9:23 p.m.
You have an extended sunset.
Yep.
Yeah, and we got an extended
sunset for you. It takes a while to complete.
Yeah.
And the sun rose today at, well, first light was at 6:47 a.m. and the sun rose at 7:30 a.m. And before long, it'll be sunrise at 4 a.m. Sunset at about 11.
Good times. Still no text from Robert or response back yet. Looks like we got people funneling in. Donnie's in the switchboard. Joe Gibson still, but nobody's raising their hand. Skype number, nobody's raising their hand. So what do y'all think about the ship collision into the bridge? That's the talk of the town lately.
Yeah. Well, there was something I said. Were you on Joe's show last night when Brother Mike was on talking about terrorism and all that other shit?
No, I wasn't.
Oh. Well, Mike went on, and Joseph, you know, was all over him. I was kind of all over him. But then after the show, I found out that four of the Navy's fast supply ships are stuck in port right now. They're in Baltimore where they can't get out to go do their missions. And Joseph, you know, Joseph, I hope you're listening. You know, he went on about how that doesn't matter. Four ships, the Navy's got dozens and dozens, lots of ships and ships available and stuff like that. Well, the one thing that I wanted Joseph to know is that these ships are very few and far in between in the Navy because they are specialized. These are the fast supply ships that are stuck in port are the ships that will go out and restock and replenish the supplies on other naval vessels, including aircraft carriers. They'll be shipping out bombs and fuel and all sorts of stuff on them that go to the, you know, the other ships that they're resupplying that are out on patrol. And you just don't get, you know, an average Joe ship, you know, that you can pick up and throw supplies on and send it to another ship and transfer. These guys are specialized ships. So there are four of the Navy vessels, and they are probably the bigger part of the fleet for the Atlantic Ocean that can't go out and resupply our naval ships that are out on patrol, that are on, you know, on extended patrol, including, you know, our aircraft carriers, you know, even though the aircraft carriers are nuclear submarines, those jets don't run on nuke power. They run on jet fuel. And, you know, they got to be resupplied from now, you know, with jet fuel. And they also have to be resupplied with munitions. They also have to be resupplied with food and other materials that the vessel requires. So we're going to have some downgraded aircraft carriers out there in the waters here in not too long, short a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, hopefully.
Man, that's crazy.
Hopefully our friend on Skype is Sarge, but that we'll find that out later. But yeah, we need to resupply those ships. But my big thing tonight is, did you see what Trump did for that family of that slain of that dead cop? He paid off the mortgage for the family, for his wife and kid. And I told him this. Yeah.
I don't know if Trump paid off the mortgage for that, but I know Tunnel for Towers had already said that mortgage was paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So, law, I guess it would be in that case, law of first nativity,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, that's the way it was reported that Trump paid it off, but
I'm not going to deny that for you, but I do know that they also reported Tunnels to Tower was paying off the mortgage. Now Trump may have set up a college fund or something like that for the boy,
mm-hmm.
You know, other
right.
things. I know that. I also know that, or heard being reported that a GoFundMe page had been set up, and it was over $2 million already. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
yep.
You know, the big takeaway about it was that he showed up, you know,
yeah,
at the wake.
Yeah, that's the thing. Bongino, campaigns or snapshots and sound bites, right?
Yeah.
And that was a snapshot. Trump, with all those police officers around him at that funeral, doing that press conference after that funeral, was a snapshot. Where was Biden, Clinton, and Obama? They were raising money at Radio City Music Hall. I mean, they don't care. The criminal, the rapist, and the whatever, and the communist, whatever. They don't care. But that's a snapshot, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the other thing, you know. All four of them could have showed up because they were all in town. You know, Biden, Clinton, Obama, and Trump could have all showed up at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. But three of them didn't. Or two of them didn't. Three of them didn't. You know, so I guess that goes to show you.
Hmm.
Yeah, apparently, it was a big payday for Biden's campaign, too, with having Obama and Clinton there. Jesse raked in like $25 million. Like, who the hell is supporting that guy? I mean, I just don't get it. It's got to be like if you're signed up with the World Economic Forum, then you better be donating to the Biden's campaign. It's kind of,
mm-hmm.
is my guess. It's not actual real people. It's, companies and lobbyists and stuff like that. Everybody
mm-hmm.
that's in this climate agenda bullshit, investors and stuff, that's got to be who's donating to the Biden campaign, because I just don't see it. Him actually having enough support with the American people.
And then what was even funnier was the fact that they had that big old fat Lizzo as part of the entertainment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call that entertainment, but okay.
What are they trying to scare
money out of all the donors?
Well, no,
yeah,
you
really.
Sit there, you sit there at your table and you place bets on how long some, you know, a piece of flab is going to vibrate, you know, before it quits.
Oh boy, I'm looking at a story that from the Washington Post that says that Republican billionaires are going back to Trump. Many GOP billionaires balked at January 6th. They're coming back to Trump. Washington Post. You know, so the big money men, the big muckety mucks money men in the party are coming back to Trump, I guess. But yeah, these people.
He is the nominee. I mean, there's nobody that, you know, there's nobody left that can even have a prayer as far as the GOP is concerned.
Right.
So that makes sense. It's like they're probably okay, fine, I guess we have to support him. You know, we have to have unity in the party, you know, kind of deal.
Right. I put that article in the chat room, so you know, there you go. Snapshots and sound bites, and Biden is poor at both of those things. I mean, think about it. When he landed in New York City to come to this thing, they had to use the short stairs again for him because they're afraid that he's going to trip and fall getting off of Air Force One. You know, apparently Biden was with him and stuff, and Biden wasn't happy about having to go down the small stairs. You know, That's a given.
I wonder if they'll invest in like a chairlift, like those chairlifts that go up the steps, you know,
yeah,
to people's homes. I wonder if they're going to install something like that for Biden.
Yeah. Well, hopefully what will happen is Trump will win. You'll end up at some place down there in Florida, in some, you know, retirement home down in Florida, awaiting his Jell-O, you know, and his pudding.
No, I hope he ends up in a retirement. I hope he ends up in a retirement home in New York City. Tell you the truth.
Ah.
You know, that way they can sneak in some exotic disease from the next pandemic.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fitting?
I mean, this is a point that's been made about that whole situation. He hates his guts. His wife hates his guts because she's having to take the primary caregiver for him, you know, and she hates his guts for it. There is no love in that family, you know. Now, there is a certain amount of love, mostly coming from Joe Biden, but
the love of money.
Well, love of money, but also love of power. Yep, love of money, love of power, and love of young girls. The hair sniffer.
Exactly. That, and you know, do some lines on their bellies.
Who?
There
was one. You know, there was. This is how sick he was. There's one. Was it Sofia Vergara or one of these actresses that was at one of these places where he was, and he went in there and he tried to grope her, and she was trying to push him away, you know? And she didn't like that.
I'm going to bring Gunslinger on in. I see Gunslinger raising his hand, so bringing him into the fold.
Yo.
What's up?
So what's the craziness in the world or in the country today? Like it ain't got enough.
the host of the show is missing in action. Haven't heard from him yet. So I haven't seen him show up on the switchboard. So I'm wondering, where's our host? Where's Robert at?
Here's another
example of how the government is becoming Gestapo. This lady had a visit from the FBI, the female body inspectors, okay, you know, AKA, and they refused to identify themselves. Okay, get this. A public servant, a slave to us, we're the public, and these three dumb fucks refused to show their ID. Get a load of that. Man, oh man. I'll put the link in the chat room, and you can see it for yourself. She videotaped it. Amazing what cameras or cell phones can pick up these days, isn't it? Just for speaking her First Amendment right. What is that called? Free speech? Check it out. Refuse to show their ID. I would have shot them for trespassing. You don't show me your ID, boy, you better get the hell off my property. Don't ever come back. Now, you want to show me your ID?
I mean, they're supposed to.
By law, they have to, you know. When they're not wearing any uniforms or just plain clothes, you know, you don't know who they are. You know, they're going to be a bunch of damn creeps trying to fix and rob you or something. That lady didn't know, you know. But, yeah, man, that's creepy. Ooh, boy, these people are getting out of control, let me tell you. Been out of control for a long time, actually.
That's nuts. Maybe our host is coming to life here. Looks like he's going to be late. He was at a Good Friday service at church, and as soon as he gets home, he'll be coming in. He'll be joining us as soon as he gets home.
I found the article. I found out who the actress was that he groped, that Biden groped. It was Eva Longoria.
Is there a video? Is there pictures?
Yeah, there's a video.
Ooh, where is it?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. We talked about that, too. He did the backhand, rub the bottom of her breast, you know, the kind of the side of her breast thing.
Ah.
And then she's just like, what the hell? And then she tried to play it off.
Creepy, touchy, smelly, sniffing Joe. There you go.
Let's see now. I got the video right here, and I'm putting it in the chat room right now.
This hill country is run by perverts. You know that?
Yep.
Pedophiles and everything else in between.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-mm-mm.
There is an article that, who knows if we got Sarge on here, maybe.
Wow.
But this article is written by John R. Lott. He's a big-time Second Amendment advocate, and Rep. Tom Massey. This is in the Federalist, on the Federalist website. Biden's Federal Red Flag Center defies the Constitution in more ways than one. On Saturday, Vice President Kamala Harris touted the administration's new National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, which will support the effective implementation of state red flag laws and keep guns out of the hands of people who pose a threat to themselves or others. But there is a problem. Congress never authorized the U.S. Department of Justice to create this resource center. The administration confuses grants to implement state mental health courts, drug courts, veterans courts, and extreme risk protection order programs with creating an entirely new center for one of those areas. This isn't the first time the Biden administration has gone beyond what the law allows and done more harm than good. The Department of Justice press release claims that extreme risk protection orders, also known as red flag laws, will reduce firearm homicides and suicides. Surveys show likely voters support laws that allow guns to be temporarily confiscated by a judge from people considered by a judge to be a danger to themselves or others, or by at least 2-to-1 margins. But despite, my cat just walked all over me. My laptop. I gotta find my place again now. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. But despite what the Biden administration and gun control advocates claim, all 50 states and the federal government have long made it possible to take a dangerous person's guns away. Civil commitment laws go by various names, such as the Baker Act in Florida or the 5150 code in California. If you worry that someone is dangerous, you can tell the police your concerns. If the police agree that there is a reasonable chance that the person is a danger to themselves or others, mental health professionals will evaluate that individual. If the professionals give their consent, an emergency court hearing is held. A lawyer is provided to those who cannot afford one. Judges have recourse to a wide range of options, such as outpatient mental health care or driver's license suspension. Gun confiscation or involuntary commitment may be options, but only after going through proper legal processes. The difference with red flag laws. Under red flag laws, a judge acts solely on the basis of a written complaint. He never talks to the person who made the complaint or the person against whom it's made. States vary on how quickly hearings must occur, but they all require that they take place within a month after one's guns are taken away. But the steep cost of legal representation often deters defendants from seeking counsel, as lawyers can charge upwards of $10,000 for a hearing. When told that red flag laws do not entail consultation of mental health experts, and that there are no court hearings before guns are confiscated, public support appears to flip. McLaughlin and Associates survey commissioned by the Crime Prevention Resource Center of 1,000 likely voters found 29% support and 47% oppose these laws. Gun confiscation isn't a serious means of preventing suicide. People can commit suicide in many different ways. And places that have banned all guns or all handguns have seen no change in total suicides. The evidence shows suicide rates remain statistically unchanged or even slightly increased. Simply talking to others is important in overcoming depression, but red flag laws may make people reluctant to discuss their feelings. For example, police officers experience work-related depression at high rates, that may be less likely to talk about their mental health due to red flag laws. Take away the officer's ability to carry a gun, and they might lose their job. One can also harm others without the use of a firearm, for instance, driving a car into a crowd of people. Allowing for easy gun confiscation can leave good, law-abiding people defenseless. Andrew Pollack, who lost his daughter in 2017, Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida, recently had an extreme risk protection order used against him by a neighbor in rural Oregon. When the Pollack family had his hearing in court, the judge didn't even need to hear the defense because there was no evidence that Pollack had threatened anyone. Unfortunately, while disarmed, he faced a mountain lion outside of his home, his dog tangled with the mountain lion, requiring 50 stitches on his side. As is virtually always the case, there was no punishment for the neighbors bringing up the false claim. A Democrat-controlled Congress authorized the president to give grants to states that have red flag laws, but never was he authorized to establish a federal red flag center. This new Orwellian federal department is a threat to people in all 50 states and must be disbanded as quickly as it was established. So that's that article. I had posted it on my Lucid Libertarian page. But yeah, this is, you know, I know I talked about it last week on my show, but this resource center is just, there's so many things wrong with it. And it's right, you know, and they debuted this thing, you know, almost immediately after that $1.2 trillion save us from shutting down the government package was in, you know, that over 1,000 page document that no Congress member or Senate member had the time to actually read it to see what's all in there. So it's like,
absolutely.
I wonder how much other, you know, funding for unconstitutional shit, you know, that was put in there. But yeah, the stuff from Biden creating this resource center, you know, that wasn't part of the deal. You know, it's like, what authorization does he have to even do that? What authorization does the federal government even have? You know, this is an unconstitutional, no matter how you look at it, it's unconstitutional to have this resource center for states. You know, and why do the states even need this? They have red flag laws? Okay, fine. Well, what the hell do they need the federal government for? I'm still trying to wrap my brain around the logic behind the creation of this whole resource center.
That's a very easy question to answer. Money.
Well, yes. Money, but me and Gunslinger were talking about that bill that got passed with all this shit in it last night on a Skype call, and that is why this particular thing is exactly why Marjorie Taylor Greene pulled what she pulled about trying to get rid of Mike Johnson, okay? Because a lot of that stuff is in that bill that they just passed. Exactly. A lot of this stuff is that a lot of people don't want is in that bill, is in that omnibus bill that they just passed. Okay? And Mike Johnson whip the vote for that bill on the Republican side. So there you go. Hello.
Oh, coming in loud and clear.
Lorianne?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. I was just texting Robert back.
Has our Skype friend raised his or her hand?
Not yet. We got Skype, we got Joe Gibson, we got Donnie kicking back listening. And they can press 1 whenever they want to come into the conversation, they're more than welcome to.
You're right. It's all boys, right? It's all money, but you know, it's all about the money, all about the Benjamins.
It's the federal blackmail. That's all it is. They've been doing that for fucking hundreds of years, or, you know, for years. Federal blackmail money. You do this, this, and this, and we'll give you this money for this. It isn't even related. But if you don't, you're not going to get your money.
Right.
Exactly.
How many bridges and buildings and such in certain districts that have been built that need to be built? You know, the Robert Byrd whatever center on whatever college, or the Robert Byrd Expressway, or the Robert Byrd, you know, whatever, that didn't need to be built, but it was built just to put the guy's name on it. You know? Yeah, I'm pretty sure all states have something like that in it for whomever it is, you know, whomever is in the Congress or the Senate, House or Senate, you know. You know, whatever. Oh, $1 billion goes to Oregon for Senate House Member X's district to build some bridge or some building on some college campus to name it after the House or Senate member. That's the way things work. That's the way things have been working for years.
It's always easier to spend somebody else's money, isn't it? That's what they do.
Well, I know up here we had a hell of a public fight over naming our airport. Okay. Our airport is Ted Stevens International Airport. That's the name on it. Okay. And we had one hell of a fight over the naming of the airport. And, you know, it had nothing to do with whether or not he earned the right to have it named to him, you know. But the issue that had everybody up in arms was that you can't name anything after anybody if they are still alive, you know. And that was the big fight. And unfortunately, that fight was lost, and the senator was still alive when the name got attached to the airport. And like I said, nobody up here had any qualms about the name change to the airport. You know, he deserved to have his name on some stuff around the state. But the fight was over the fact that he was still alive and kicking. And that was one of the things that Alaska said they would never do. But, you know, ended up happening anyway, basically because they said, well, he was no longer in office, you know, and would no longer have any effect on, you know, what type of federal stuff we were going to get up here in Alaska. And I will tell you, Uncle Ted did a whole lot for Alaska as far as funding and getting projects done and stuff like that. In fact, you know, we had a nickname for him, and it was Uncle Ted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And, you know, he came through. And he, you know, he voted against a whole lot of bills that went through the Senate. And, you know, when asked why, you know, some of them seemed like they, you know, were going to be pretty good, you know, for the nation. And his stuff, his answer back on that was, well, if it ain't good for Alaska, it ain't good for America.
I wish more senators and House members would have that attitude. If it's not good for my state, it's not good for America. You know?
Well, they know what it means. They're just that fucking stupid and money hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to change anything. Their asses have been glued and rooted down in their seats for decades now. They're making zillions of dollars under the table, you know, any way that you can possibly do it. You think they're going to give that luscious lifestyle up? No. Not just by simply asking.
Yeah, you're right, Gunslinger. Look at people like John Cornyn. How long has he been in the Senate?
Just the fucking dinosaurs?
Yes, sir.
Just dinosaurs? Okay, and probably before the dinosaurs. That's what I'm telling you. These people's roots are gone so fucking deep now, you're going to have to get a chainsaw and a gigantic pry bar just to get them out of their damn seat. Okay? And until do, it ain't going to change. Can't change.
Oh, what the fucking... Because
you're putting the same damn dumb fucks in the same damn dumb fuck position that they're in. What do you expect? You going to get a smart answer out of them?
No.
They're like cypress trees. These people are like cypress trees. All right? You don't cut the cypress tree. The cypress tree is going to keep growing, and the roots are going to keep growing and growing and growing, and it'll cause you problems, right? Seeking water and all that shit. You know?
It's like with your typical hooker. If you don't cut her off some point, she'll just suck you dry. See? Same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, but you know what? If you don't cut her off while she's sucking you dry, she will suck you dry, not only there, but in your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, too.
You know, getting paid by the hour,
well,
you know.
Well, think about how many times Hunter has had to call Joe to get money because he spent all his money on a hooker.
Well, yeah, they ain't cheap, I'm sure.
No.
This is a high class hookers too. You know, but he gets the high class hookers. You know them, probably $1,000 a night, something like that. Must be nice.
Yep.
Oh hell no. He gets strippers. He'll get strippers.
Well, either strippers or he'll get. It won't be your normal, you know, out on the corner hookers. It'll be, you know, these gals, what's the term I'm looking for, that are madams and fucking
call girls,
yeah. Oh, I'm calling this certain place for a girl to go out on a, quote, date with me, and we all know what the term date means.
Escort
service, and those are the ones that don't come cheap, you know, the Heidi Fleiss's and the people like that.
Well, one thing, you couldn't afford the damn thing. Jeez.
Mm.
You'd have to go out there and rob your bank every damn week.
Well, that's what Hunter's been doing. He's been robbing the bank for years and years and years now.
He's been robbing a crack too. Remember?
Yeah, really. Both of them.
Both of them.
The crack pipe, and a crack in the ass.
Ass crack. There you go.
And I'm not talking about the asshole on crack. You know, the one in the house, one from New York, asshole on crack.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The barfly.
Well, that's what she does. She just flies around. That's about all. Because it doesn't make any sense anywhere else. She needs to go back to barfly.
She's not the type of hooker. She's a cheap hooker. Okay.
She's a cheap.
He wouldn't be caught dead with her. Hunter wouldn't be caught dead with her.
I just brought Joe Gibson on. He raised his hand. Joe Gibson, welcome.
Yes. What's going on?
Hi, Joe.
We're talking about bar flies.
How you doing? Oh, good. Wow. Big problems of the world being solved here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, we're talking about...
One crack at a time. There you go, one crack
at a time. Yeah, we're talking about a certain presidential son who likes to go around with hookers.
I got a question for everybody. How do you get 3 days from, if today's Good Friday, how do you, and Sunday ride service is Sunday, how do you get 3 days out of that from Friday to Sunday? Does anybody know?
All day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Sunday.
No.
3 days.
He didn't go all day Friday. He didn't get put to the cross on first thing in the morning on Friday.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Joe, I'm so old, I don't know how they came about with it.
Well, about 1 billion Protestants, you know, and another billion Catholics believe this, you know, that Jesus Christ was crucified and entombed on a Friday afternoon, okay? And then he was raised again at daybreak on Easter Sunday morning, you know, I don't got how you get your 3 days out of that. Matthew 12:40. I mean, I don't know how you get it because it says 3 days and three nights. That's what it says. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, and so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights.
I don't know, Joe, other than the fact that they may have made Good Friday. Just because of the holiday type of thing, you know, it's
like Christmas.
You know, yeah, like Christmas, you know, and stuff like that.
Does that have anything to do with maybe sun worship, Baal worship, maybe?
I wouldn't even want to venture a guess on that, Joe. But like. Memorial Day.
Well, that's a man's day.
Know.
That's man's day.
Yeah.
You know, on Memorial Day.
It's that moves with the calendar to where, you know, Memorial Day doesn't necessarily fall on the same date every year. It falls
well, it's
the
just,
same time. But it,
yeah.
But it's, you know, it's one of those where, you know, the three-day weekend applies. It's as close to the date as, you know, as possible, giving three-day weeks or
weekends. Well, when God's timetable for counting when days begin and end, as well as the timing of biblical festivals during the spring or of the year, well, these events are very, very important. I mean, you know, if people are going to believe something.
Here's the deal, though. You go back, let's start this week backwards, okay? Let's go back to Palm Sunday. He comes in there on Palm Sunday, right?
What's that?
A couple days
What's
later,
that?
Palm Sunday, when he comes, the triumphal entry, when he comes into Jerusalem and they lay palms out and stuff down at his feet and stuff.
It's Palm Sunday tradition. It's tradition.
Right.
Okay.
Then,
that's what
then
it is. It's tradition.
Probably
okay.
Within a couple of days,
yeah.
He's before Pilate and having the trial, and then and they're saying things like, you know, Barabbas and all that stuff. Within a couple of days, that's Monday, Tuesday, probably Wednesday, okay? Okay. No. He gets betrayed on one of those days, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Then the next day or the next day after that, there's a trial with Pilate. And then
mm-hmm.
by that time, we're to Thursday, Holy Thursday, you know? And
yeah.
There you go, you know? So... we don't know how, and really, of his three year ministry, only a certain amount of it is talked about in the Bible, and only bits and pieces of that is talked about in the Bible of his 30 year ministry, and
because they changed it. The Catholics, you blame the Catholics for changing what the original concept and what the original Bible said.
If you could get
the original copy, I don't know, it may be existing somewhere, probably in the Vatican, I imagine, where everything else is, you would probably shit a brick, okay, of how they've twisted the truth around where it says what they want it to say, not what the original meaning of it. It's what they want. Catholicism. Say that in real fast.
God is very specific. I mean, he instructs you all throughout the Bible. Leviticus says where God lists all of his holy Sabbaths and festivals. He makes it clear that they are to be observed a certain way, and from evening to evening. So it's not, you know, well, we get cut a few hours off here, cut in, you know, this is my calendar, and we can go here and this and do what we want. You know, you have to do it a certain way. That's why they rushed to get him into the tomb at a certain time, you know, because he had to, you know, you have to. I mean, I'm just saying, if you're believing something, and you know, we don't get to do it our own way. We're not our own gods. You know, you can't be your own god.
Well,
you have either God is God, and that's it, or if he's not, you know.
You know, Joseph, here's my big takeaway on it, okay? It happened, you know, as the Bible says, timeline really, to me, doesn't, you know, matter that as much as just the fact that we acknowledge and celebrate his rising.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's stand together with Muslims and worship too. As long as we're glad, you can pray to your God, I'll pray to my God. You know, we are the world, one world order, right? One God, right? As long as it makes us feel better and we do it our way, right? As long as I feel good. I mean, right? That's what the New World Order is all about.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And really, if you think about it, and I've heard people say this before, that the whole thing with Christmas and when they say, you can go read the Bible and say, look, Jesus was not born on December 31st, on December 25th.
No, he wasn't.
You know, he was born, according to the Bible now, he was born sometime in the springtime.
No, October. Mm-hmm. Feast of Tabernacles was in the fall.
I mean, none of us were there. There is a Skype number raising their hand, so I want to find out.
We weren't there when the Constitution was written either. But we believe that, right?
Yeah.
We weren't there when the Constitution was written.
I'm going to find out who the Skype number is. So sorry to interrupt, but I want to find out who we got. Hey, Skype number, you're on. Who do we got?
Yes, dear Hello, Joel Gibson, right? Is this Joel Gibson and others? Hello to you guys. This is Brother Mike. How are you?
Brother
Hello,
Mike, yes.
Brother Mike.
Brother Mike.
Yes. Yes, sir. How are you?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You see, my friends, right now, you know, everything is just very, very shaky. Everything.
Really?
I mean, from have you seen just recently, you know, F-35s, you know, were attacking the Yemenis, and they had to have lots of firepower from the Yemenis, and after that, they kick ass of the whole Yemenis. And I'm so happy, because Yemenis are supported by Ayatollahs. So, I mean, if we want, we can get rid of all those people and let the Red Sea once more get security back, you know? But unfortunately, the times we want, we can. The times we don't, then we don't. Because Yemen should be already really to be out of the picture, because they cause a lot of havoc in that area. Mm-hmm. They hit a British ship and sunk in the middle of Red Sea. And also they have attacked so many other ships as well too. So the price goes up, my friends. We, whole the world, is going to suffer, because once, 99 cents a store very soon will become $9.99 a store, then we all have a problem. Do we or not? Go ahead, please.
Do we have a problem about what?
Gas
prices you're talking about?
Yes, the inflation. I mean, 99 cents a store is not 99 cents a store anymore. You know, when you go, suppose everything you buy pretty much 99 cents. But now they have some items $7. Some items cost $7 to buy. I mean, very soon I said that those 99 cents a store or $1 a store will be
$10. We just got to work a little bit harder, that's all. What difference does it make? You know, hey, you know, I mean, that's the attitude we have. You know, we don't stick to the right things, the proper things. We're not strict about things. We don't believe in certain things. We want to do it our own way. Hey, that's the reflection of the country. There's no discipline. There's no respect. There's no honor. And hey, it's all about me, me, me. And that's the way the world operates. That's why our republic is dead. That's all. And that's why we can't save anything. Because back in the day, 200 years ago, or when Washington was around, when they founded this republic, people didn't think like that. They didn't act like that. And they represented something that stood for something. And when you said yes, it was yes. And when it was no, it was no. And you were a man of your word. And you were a man of honor. Otherwise, you got a bullet in your head. You know, you shoot the bastards in the face. You know, that's how it was. You had repercussions. You were held accountable. Today, there's nothing. There's none of that. It's dead. It's over. You know, until we wake up and stop the bullshit. But it's not going to happen, because we got too many holidays, partying, too much happiness still. You know, we still got too much here. So, that's the only time we're going to wake up. I mean, I hate to say it. People have to suffer. And that's the wrong way to live. It's right. It pisses me off. I don't want to see people suffer. But when I listen to things, or I hear people say, you know, certain things, and it's not because they're bad. People are bad. It's just that people don't understand the gravity of what's happening yet. They don't get it. Whether it's a lack of faith, whether it's a lack of trust, whether it's not knowing, I don't know. Only they know. But the fact of the matter is we're going down the wrong way.
Not only in the United States, I mean, many parts of the world is following the same path, indeed, you know, because, I mean, in NATO countries, my gosh. Or Canada. I mean, let's start with Canada next door. I mean, there are many stories just popping out every day. If everybody reads it, most of you guys, I know you read it, but I mean, they're waiting. The Canadians are just going to kick the ass of the Prime Minister of Canada soon. I mean, they're sick and tired of him because, you know, they're going to do everything in their power because when they go to supermarket to purchase anything, it's just luxury now. It's like, it become like African countries now. I mean, Canada, one day was the greatest, everybody wants to go to Canada, but now everybody from Canada wants to come to the United States or even other countries.
Why is it like that? Because because of socialism. That's everything socialized. They went to socialism. That's why. Government takes care of the health care. They got, you know, we saw that coming. I mean, that's just self-explanatory. You know, I don't want to see America turn into like that. I don't care about the rest of the world right now. I care about America, my country. I don't care about the rest of the world. Right now, we got to fix America.
Now, Brother Mike, you mentioned the Ayatollahs earlier. Now, the problem with your theory about, you're right about the Yemenis and them being basically financed by Iran or Persia, as they like to call them, think of themselves as Persia, all right? But that's an argument we can have for later. But when Trump was in office and he cut off the Iran deal, they didn't have the money to go off and fund Hamas and fund the Yemenis and fund all this stuff, all this terrorism stuff that they're doing right now. And then Biden and the Democrats get back in charge and the money flow starts up again back to Iran, and now it's not Iran's funding them, it's we're funding them through Iran.
Hey, sir, to clarify...
We got Kat raising her hand. Haven't seen Kat go up on the switchboard for a while, so Kat, I'm go ahead and bringing you on in. Hello, hello. Happy Friday. Sorry to interrupt you guys.
It's okay. I didn't call in to interrupt. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, Kat. How's my sweetie?
Hi, Kat.
I'm hanging in there.
Happy Friday.
How's them two mean puppies of yours?
I only got one mean one and one good one now. Don't give God a bad reputation. T-Bone's an asshole. Dust is hanging in there. He was only supposed to live 6 months, and we've had him 2 years. So, you know, he's doing good. He can still see. For the rest of y'all don't know, I adopted this dog. He's a real pretty Wheaton Terrier, and he has a sarcoma over his one eye. And the other eye had been, he only has one eye. And I had a talk with the vet the other day, and I asked her, should we have the eye taken out? What should we do? What would you do if it was your dog? And she said she would not, if it was her dog, she wouldn't put him through all those surgeries. She just let him go until he gets, you know, the sarcoma maybe grows in his brain and he starts acting weird, and I'll just, you know, let him go. So. Because right now, if they cut the sarcoma out, they may have to take part of his brain and part of his eye. You don't want to...
Wow.
Yeah.
Very sorry about that.
But I wasn't going to call in, but I heard Joe talking. I was just listening a little bit before I went to bed, and I didn't know Joe was this passionate, but I feel like Joe, like, you know, where are these people with honor in this country that can stop this demise of the United States? Other countries are, you know, commenting on the demise of the United States being destroyed from within. How come we're not, you know, there isn't an uprising like Black Lives Matter? You know, I'm not saying Black Lives Matter, but where isn't there an uprising against what Biden is doing, letting all these illegals into the country? This is wreaking havoc on our economy, on everything.
Well, yeah.
They're saving their strength and their energy because they're planning on coming out in January after Trump wins.
You mean Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, them and Antifa and, you know, that whole crowd we watched, you know, what, 2 years ago?
Three years.
2020,
right?
That's 4 years.
Yeah.
That's a great point. You know, she's absolutely correct. Where is the honorable people? Where is everybody? Where are you? You know, where are they? You know, how can we let this happen?
Well, and that's the thing, guys. I'm looking at, there's this thing out there called the Transition Integrity Project. And part of that is the riots. Part of that is Antifa and BLM and things of that nature. Okay? Trump wins, all right, fine. He wins, but they're going to make it, you know, they're going to make it so that he cannot go. They want to make it so that he cannot govern.
My friend, can I answer you? Because before you were talking about Iran and Ayatollahs. First of all,
yes.
Ayatollahs are different from Iran and Persians because Persians are Cyrus the Great. Cyrus the Great went and freed the Jewish people from slavery. So you know, that depression is always there. Ayatollahs are not from Iran. Ayatollahs are a bunch of Gaza, the same shitty people that they have attacked Israel and killed so many of them, raped them, and et cetera. They're the same people are raping the, in my country right now for 46 years. So please always differentiate that. I mean, I know sometimes it's very hard. We always Iran, but for your listeners, they have to always differentiate that even you say Iran is not the whole, the people of Iran. 90% of the Iranians in Iran are suffering, are hostages of the Ayatollahs. I mean, today we see the hostages of the Israeli with Hamas are going to be, what, 175 days almost now? So we can see how suffering they do. Now imagine to be 45 years to be hostages of the Arabs in come in the dress of the Persian to ruling the country. So
yeah, but Mike, you're wrong. Cyrus didn't free the Jews, okay? Cyrus, the founder of Academia Persian Empire, okay? He was not, they did not free the Jews. Moses freed the Jews from Egypt.
No.
Okay? Cyrus. No, he didn't. He's not, no Muslim hero who freed the Jews.
No.
No, wait a minute.
Moses did.
Okay, but let's have a civil conversation. I mean,
Cyrus.
That's wrong, Kat. That's false history. You can't say that.
Joseph.
No.
Cyrus was before Moses.
No,
Cyrus was after Moses.
Yeah,
Cyrus was after Moses because before Cyrus came in there, they were under the Babylonians.
Exactly.
Okay. He went.
Okay,
and
Cyrus comes in there
because they were slaves. They were
slaves
and
takes
so
over.
That's what.
Before he did free the Jews because he's the one that said, okay, you're gonna go back to your homeland and rebuild the walls and rebuild.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Homeland. So he did
it was
do that.
The second temple in Jerusalem that he helped rebuild. He did help free the Jews from captivity.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Kat.
Not from Egypt though. Now, you said Egypt, Mike.
Yeah.
No, I never said Egypt. You put in words in my mouth.
No. Yes, you did. You said Egypt. Yes, you did. No. And he didn't free all the Jews. He, what Kat was saying is true, but that's not what, that's not, you're taking it out of context, man. Persia anyway, there's no Persia's not going to rise again. What are you talking about? Who cares about Ayatollahs? All right? I don't care about Ayatollahs.
Joe, I think it'd be more productive if we just have a civil conversation, because maybe we can learn something from the caller, and maybe we can discuss maybe what we think is factually incorrect. But he is definitely your Middle Eastern, right, sir, the caller? Hello?
Yes, indeed. Yes, absolutely. You're right.
Yes.
And thank you, Jeff. In
American schools, the way we were raised, I don't know, I'm 71 years old, so I'm just telling you, when we went to public school, we were never taught about the history of the Middle East. We learned about the history of Europe and America, and that was
absolutely
all that was taught to us. Any education we got out of high school was in college or things we had to read ourselves. We did not grow, we were not given any information about what happened in the Middle East other than to list like world survey course where you learned about the different empires that ruled the world. So, anyway, you say you're Indian?
No, I am Persian in Singapore, yes. But I am Persian American Singaporean. Yes, go ahead, please, Kat.
No, go ahead. I'm willing to listen.
I mean, you said it beautifully. I mean, you exactly what I want to say, you said it, but, you know, sometimes Joel gets a little bit, you know, emotional.
When you're the Mike, remember, you think the boat was a terrorist attack, too. Remember.
What?
You think the bridge that collapsed was a terrorist attack, too. So, you know, I'm analyzing a lot of what you're saying lately. So that's what I'm saying. People aren't getting the logistics of why I'm cutting in, because I'm just wondering what you said. You're making statements that was a terrorist attack. I'm just wondering why you would say something like that.
I said it was a warning to the America. It was a warning to the United States.
No,
wait a second. Wait. Just let me say something. Have any of you on here been across that bridge? The Francisca Key Bridge. Do you know how big that bridge is and how valuable
that is? Yes, I've been over
it
like 90 times, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I do not have any facts. I wasn't there. I didn't see it happen. I wasn't on the boat. I don't know what happened. But here are the facts. That boat, that container vessel, when it ran into that pylon, it had to veer. It had to veer off course. It made a sharp turn. If you look at the trajectory of that ship, for it to hit that pylon the way that it did, it seems very suspicious. Add to that, there's 2 minutes missing off of that black box. Now, one of my sons works on the ships, and Why did the backup generators not work? What was going on? And if it was an accident, if it was an accident, why was it allowed to? Because that was allowed to happen. There were no safety precautions. If that just say was an accident, why weren't the safety? What are we paying? We spend billions of dollars protecting that harbor, and we have all sorts of protocols. On how those ships go in and out of that harbor right there.
Absolutely.
What happened? Where were the failures to allow this to happen? Because it was allowed to happen.
Well, those ships,
absolutely.
That ship was poorly maintained. That where was that ship from, Alaskan? Where did you say it was from? India?
It was registered in Singapore. That doesn't mean that it came from there.
It had a terrible safety record. There already was wrote up about the propulsion system, which is the engine, numerous times, numerous violations.
Then why was it allowed to be in there? You're making my point.
Funny.
Why was it allowed to operate there then? Why was it allowed in there? Why was it allowed to leave knowing that it had all those safety issues?
Money. Money talks bullshit walk. I mean, come on. That's the way the world works.
We got cars that drive on the roads that are unsafe, you know?
Yeah. Well, let me interject in here. Four of the Navy's fast supply ships are stuck in that port right now, which means half of the fleet of Navy supply ships is stuck until they can clear the port enough for them to get out.
See, right now, there's not a whole lot about this. They don't want to upset people. This is a huge deal to our that infrastructure. Those chemicals, those hazardous materials, that they can't go through those tunnels. It has to go up that channel there. That's a major point here.
Thank you very much. Cat number one. Thank you.
Well, I'm not saying it was a terrorist attack. I'm just saying it was allowed to happen. For some reason, it was allowed to happen. You go
and
back
we don't
and you
know. And we don't know who all was working on that ship. We don't know who the captain was, the first mate, all these people that we should know the names of, we don't know the names of.
It was Obama.
We don't know.
Hang on. Look, there is hazardous materials that are transported from coast to coast in these 18-wheelers. You go out there on the highway and you look at these big tankers that pass you at 70 miles an hour. They're probably carrying hazardous waste, chemicals, all kinds of stuff, propane, liquid propane.
And look at them,
you're passing them, you're 5 feet from them, and it can wipe out the whole damn highway. Yeah, they do it every day.
There is no way to get the hazardous materials out of this country in that area right now, except through that channel. There are tunnels there. You cannot take hazardous materials through those tunnels. That's what you all just don't understand, the logistics and how that harbor is laid out and how important that harbor is to the infrastructure of the United States. You just wait. It's going to impact your life. See, Obama and them, and Biden and Clinton, they had a big fundraiser yesterday in New York. They didn't want to take any negative press away from Biden because they needed to raise that money to get Biden reelected. So the information, Mike on here says, we don't know who was on that ship. We don't know who the captain was. No, you don't know it. See, what pisses me off about talking to people?
Right. Absolutely. Cat is always right.
You only react to what you hear on television.
Same thing as Cat. Thank you, Cat. God bless you.
No, I'm not trying. I just want people to stop and think logically about this and don't jump into conclusions. Like when the virus hit, when COVID hit, everybody said, oh, the Chinese did this to us. Now we find out that the coronavirus that we were all infected with, well, I didn't get it, was, oh my gosh, our Department of Defense created that virus, and it was shipped to Wuhan. That nobody's talking about that now, though. So you can't react to what you hear on television. You have to sit and wait for the facts.
Right.
All I'm saying is that accident was allowed to happen. Somebody is responsible. And yes, we do know who the captain was. We know who everybody is was on that boat. And if we don't, why don't we know? We should know. So you don't know anything.
Right,
that's
we should know. That's my point.
This is the issue I have with you, Mike. You only know what you hear from television, and you repeat what you hear from TV. And if it's not on TV, it didn't happen in your world.
Absolutely.
Look, there's already been a report out now that with the black box, okay? If you go and ask Google God, okay, if you don't know anything about black boxes, they have their own power supply, their own little emergency battery in them. When an airplane crashes and it crashes into the ocean, okay, the black box sinks, and it's, guess what? It puts out a ping for 30 days. Where's that power coming from? A backup battery in it. It'll eventually stop pinging because the battery runs out. So this thing had a backup battery in it. They all have them. That's federal, that's world law. You know, even in the foreign commercial airliners, They have to have these black boxes.
2 minutes missing. There's 2 minutes of information missing off of that black box. There's 2 minutes.
Something fishy because it shouldn't have failed. You know? Now, the way that shit's maintained, who knows? You know, with the safety violations and all that stuff and the engine problems, they had, you know, a propulsion, that's engine. Okay.
And it should happen at the same time that it is going to get close to the bridge.
Then why didn't it happen at rush hour then? Why didn't it happen at rush hour? 30,000 people cross over that bridge.
33,000 people cross that bridge every day. If it was a terrorist attack, don't you think they would have timed it with rush hour? Get your biggest bang for your buck. I would.
No, that doesn't make any sense. No. No, they did it. They did it at night when it was least expected, when it was the safest point. It's the safest time for it to happen. I think that it's not that they want to have mass killing. That would be too much like 9/11.
Right. Absolutely.
Right.
I can add to this argument. Everybody here knows so little about what is going on, that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the attitude and the way we are speaking about it right now means that Guatemalan that killed that cop in New York City is a white supremacist Trumper.
People do know, there are people that know what's going on, and that's how we find out what's going on. People who keep their ears to the ground and pay attention and watch everything that's happening, whether sitting to the internet, checking in on websites, talking to friends in the military, talking to people that are running for political office. I mean we know what's going on. We're not a bunch of dummies here that don't know what's going on.
I didn't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that. I mean that we cannot just get our news from television. And if it's not on television, then it didn't happen. I know that. Okay, here's another thing that happened. This wasn't like huge news. It wasn't talked about very much. Angela Chow, who was Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, her family owns a huge shipping company called I think it's based out of Singapore. It's called the Foremost Group. They're filthy rich people. Angela Chow, did you hear about her a couple weeks ago, what happened down here in Texas? She was the CEO of this company.
She got crunched in an automobile accident.
She was on a ranch out near Johnson City in Blanco County. Well, she wasn't all the way out in Johnson City, at Gillespie County, but she's west of Austin. And she was, her husband owns or is part owner of this ranch out there. And these ranches down here are fabulous. They have beautiful mansions on them and all kinds of stuff. Just beautiful manicured yards, and they're beautiful. Just, people think of ranches in Texas as being some kind of like cowboy rustic looking stuff. This ranch was nothing like that. She supposedly had her girlfriends out there for a weekend, and she left the party early because she was drunk, and she got in her Tesla and she backed it into a pond and drowned. Now, do you believe that really happened like that? Can you believe
not.
She drove into a pond in her Tesla, and when the first responders got there, they couldn't break the window because it was a Tesla, and they couldn't get, you know. So she died. Do y'all believe that really happened? And right before after Mitch McConnell announces that he's leaving Congress, he's leaving the Senate, he's going to step down, not leaving the Senate, but step down as majority leader.
You never know. Who knows?
Every day across this country. I mean, people get drunk and stuff, get in their car, go out there and try to drive home and wind up in a lake or a pond.
Put it
or
in the weather. Listen, did y'all not hear what I said? I said,
my question about that whole situation, Pat, is this. Okay, we know that that's a ranch-style house, and
probably acres and acres and acres of land. If we're to believe that she drove into that pond, all right, okay, mm-hmm. How close is the pond to the house, number one? Number two, why would she be parking in the backyard, you know, or wherever she was parking, then she's that close to the pond, you know, to run into the pond? See, there's several questions about that situation that doesn't make sense, right?
Well, yeah, it does make sense because, like I said, there's elderly ladies that get into cars in a parking lot and forget that they put it in reverse and just run right across the parking lot. Go look it up on YouTube. It happens all the time. Are they forget where they're parked and they slam the accelerator and go through a window?
Can I please remind you all that Supreme Court Justice Antonio Scalia was killed in Texas on one of those ranches, too. He was found in a bed with a pillow over his head, dead.
I remember that.
Yeah. I heard that. I heard about that, yep.
Well, yeah, look who he was, a Supreme Court justice. There's all kinds of theories, you know, buzzing around him, yeah, naturally. But somebody get drunk at a party and wind themselves up in a pond? Okay, it can happen.
On Alaska Airline, or it was United, that the door was blew up in the middle of the air. So that also can happen, right? And the lady can go to the pound, and the ship can hit our Spanger, the toughest ship, the important ship in United States. It has a great history. Not only United States, it's history in around the globe. Everybody knows that thing, bridge. And so it, all of this can happen. So everything is just accident.
Everybody is going overboard when you're looking at a ship that is not brand new, okay? It's a machine. Machines break down. Haven't your car ever broke down before? If your car has never broke down before, I want to buy it from you. Because you got the most perfect car.
Okay, I want to say something to you. Did you not hear what I said?
I heard what you said.
Everybody knew that ship was on its last leg and it had safety problems. So why was it allowed to even be loaded up and let out of the channel? That's what I'm saying
Simple.
To you.
Well, I answered it a while ago, and it's simple. It's money. They'll run them things until they sink. As long as they can squeeze some more money out of that transportation, you know, going across the ocean, well, of course, you know, there's trucks out there that have gone completely over their rated, you know, miles of their life. They're ready for the scrap pile, but they just keep putting new tires on them, and oh, that's it. Let's change the oil two or three more times. And, oh, there's a couple of grease fittings. Let's hit them grease fittings. We can get another 500 miles out of it before we have to buy a brand new one. Come on, guys. It happens every day.
So if you wanted to take out a bridge, if you were going to do a cyber attack on one of those pylons under the Francis Scott Key Bridge, would you use a new ship or would you use an old ship?
It wouldn't matter to me because if I was going to do a cyber attack, I could take out a brand new ship if I wanted to, you know, electronically.
That's not the point.
And I damn sure could take out an old ship, even easier.
But to cover it up, being a cyber attack, it would be easier to use an older ship than a new ship. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, that could happen that way, absolutely. But that's a low percentage. I'm basing all my marbles and engineering and mechanical knowledge on the thing failing because it's failed before, okay? And if you look real close at that video, good, thank God they had the video, no doubt. Here's another interesting fact, okay? The thing was going 10 miles per hour. That's hauling ass on the water for a big ship like that, okay? The thing weighed 150,000 tons. That's over 250,000 pounds, okay? It had one engine. Go look it up. It says what kind of engine it has. The big old diesel, as big as your living room. the engine. 55,000 horsepower and one propeller. That's it. It only had one propeller in it. Now, let me finish mechanically, okay? If the engine failed and diesels failed, go ask Ron Reck. He's a diesel expert. He's a mechanic on them damn things. Okay? They can fail. Now, you'll see that huge plume of black smoke coming out of that stack. That can only indicate a couple of things. I mean, with my limited knowledge of mechanics, it's either the diesel has flooded, okay, it is blowing all that diesel, unburnt, or let me finish, or they knew what was coming, they were trying to reverse, and that, you ever been behind a bulldozer when it's bulldozing a bunch of dirt, all that black smoke come out of that thing? That means it's under load. Either under load or something's wrong with the engine. It's being flooded out. What else is there? And they said they dropped anchor. Okay, great. It has two anchors on the bow. That thing is so heavy, it's like a train. You cannot stop a train on a dime. It's physically impossible. I don't care if you lock up every damn wheel on that train. It's going to take at least a mile to a mile and a half to stop. Okay? So you can drop them anchors, and they weigh 10 tons apiece. Go look them up. Them anchors are going to drag for at least a mile before they dig in. Okay? And you only had, what, 30 seconds? Come on.
So, my friend, you say Ohio, Palestine, but also accident. Everything is hundreds of the derailment of the trains. Trains in United States, all are accident, my friend, right? And all the Texas is on the fire is accident. I mean, we are under attack.
Yes, we are. Thank you. They say those fires up in the panhandle, the fires in the panhandle. See, that's just, that news went away.
Well, save some of it, Carrie. You're going to have an eclipse coming up here pretty soon, so save some of it so you can run into bed.
Pionki, you asshole. So, let me tell you about the fires up in the panhandle. The fires in the panhandle burnt so hard. It wasn't just that it burnt up all the grassland that the cows needed. The buildings that those fires burnt down, there's nothing left of those buildings. There has never been fires like that before. We're just
Hawaii, too.
Mm-hmm. It's just disintegrated. Yeah, in Hawaii. I agree. All these things are, there's just too much of this stuff that has happened. And also,
exactly.
Another thing about what happened with the hitting the bridge, also that there had been a lot of rain, so that channel with the water, it was full. So, and the water was running at a high speed. So there was no way that they could have ever. When you say it was going 10 miles an hour and that's heavy for that ship, I'm surprised it wasn't going faster than that.
Well, they were also going out with the tide. That's how most ships go. They come into port on an incoming tide and leave port on an outgoing tide.
Yep.
And when when the water goes past the base of those abutments, it creates an eddy current. It usually will start going parallel to the river flow. So that's why it kind of skips like that.
But there's always a chance that it's an accident. I mean, you may put in the most craziest circumstances that you can think of. Okay, and it's probably happened to most of us. I know it happened to me when I had a Jeep one time. I was driving down in front of my old high school over there. The roads were iced over, four-wheel drive, okay? And that thing started slipping, and there was no car except right there. And guess what I hit? A freaking car, okay, when it started slipping from the ice. No cars for 300 feet on the other side of that damn car. I hit that damn car right in the broad center. Now, you explain that one. And that's been 30
years. Can I talk to police? You know, so everything that we see that since 2 years ago or it has happened, added into the United States, Hawaii. I mean, we see the homes are burned, but the car next to it, is nothing happened to the cars. Or the trees is standing very good. And same thing, Texas. We can name hundreds of this kind of events. The chain events has happened in the United States of America. But we are just not want to smell the coffee and know the truth that these things, whatever we want to call it an accident, is not an accident. It's more than warning to the United States of America. Thank you very much, Kat. You know, right now, those containers, you know, that are just sitting next to the, you know, Maryland. I mean, how do we not know that those are not a missile that it just open up and put 200 missiles to United States, and United States will be vanished? Why they haven't
each one of those containers? Each one of those containers coming through the yard are X-rayed. Hell, they X-rayed.
And they've already got buoys around the ship right now, just in case something leaks out. Go look at the pictures. The floating little thing that go around.
I don't know if they're not, but Pianchi is actually he built bridges. That's what he did. So we should get some expertise from him.
It was an accident. You run in the side of something. It jolted it off his shoes. What they call them shoes. It's not tied down on those piers. It has the float, so it can move due to thermal expansion. It was just an accident. That's all it was.
No, accident,
hey, you think that's something? Gunslinger, have you ever seen a tornado? Have you ever seen tornadoes pick locomotives up and set them off a half a mile off from where they were?
Hell yeah. It happens right here. Less than 3 miles from me, there's a truck station up here. You can go and put it on YouTube. That tornado that came through, I think it was about 4 years ago, literally picked up 18-wheelers and spun them around like they were a feather. That was 4 miles.
Hell, it picked up locomotives off of a train.
Yeah. And look how heavy this thing is.
I've seen tornadoes not too far from me picked up a house off the foundation and turned it 180 degrees. When you went out the back door, you was going in the front yard.
Yep. I believe it. I've seen the same thing. Two houses next to each other, the house in the middle, poof, gone with a tornado. Lancashire, Texas, 1994. Go look it up. I've seen it with my own two eyes.
You're right about the whole it takes time for something like that to stop. Think about this. Look at what happened in Ohio? Or no, Pennsylvania?
Ohio,
with that train derailment? They tried to stop that train, and what happened? It derailed, right?
It
spilled all those chemicals and all that stuff.
And remember,
nobody, and people have forgotten about that thing too.
Yeah.
But that's
and remember.
Remember,
trains. Yes, they're diesel. They have a diesel engine, but the diesel engine runs a DC generator. 600 volts DC. They actually move by electric motors, believe it or not. There's two on the one end, two on the other end, and there's 600 volts DC. Okay,
you can't
run by electric.
You couldn't operate.
Well,
you couldn't operate no train with no clutch and transmission.
They're torque motors. They're called torque motors.
Okay. Well, here's a fact for you guys all to consider. Okay. This accident has gone and degraded our carrier fleet and our naval fleet out to sea because they have now captured 4 fast naval transport ships. Those transport ships are specialized vehicles. They are set up to go out and resupply ships at sea. You just can't do the resupply at sea from a normal cargo vessel. Those ships, four of them, are probably half of the naval fleet of fast transport ships that maintain the ships that are on patrol in of our Navy that are out to sea. Those ships out to sea have been downgraded because they cannot get resupplied. Because four ships are stuck behind that bridge and will be stuck and will be stuck behind that bridge until such time as they get the channel clear.
Why don't they just bring ships from off on the Pacific side? But you know, in all essence, you know what's really worse than anything else, Pianki,
the problem with bringing the ships from the Pacific side is the fact that they are limited also. If you pull those ships from the Pacific side, then you're going to downgrade the naval vessels that are on patrol in the Pacific Ocean.
So what, are we going to get attacked by Korea? You know what's worse? What's worse is that the United States steel was bought by Japan. Can you imagine that? The very nation that we defeated in World War II because of our ability to build ships, build airplanes with steel, now they own that company.
We have 14 ships. 14. We have 14 of those, Boyd. We have 14 of those in our U.S. Navy. And we have 454 ships total in our Navy.
Yes. Okay. You got 14 of them. Four of them are locked in. They can't move.
It happened. Okay. They were in the port.
So this wasn't an accident, my friend.
So you've lost. Hey, Joseph, you lost one fucking quarter of your supply ships. Those supply ships come in and go back out. They pass the ships that have already gone out and delivered their goods to the naval fleet and are returning to port to get more to send back out. You've lost a quarter of that. You've lost a quarter of that capability.
The sailors just going to have to miss a meal or two. Let them eat cornflakes rather than steaks and lobster.
You know what? It was that
major port.
Bianchi, that would be okay with me, except for the fact that these ships also transport fuel for the fighters that are on the aircraft carriers. They also transport ammunition for those airplanes out there. And you know what? The aircraft carriers are not going to be receiving their resupply as needed for them to maintain combat readiness.
Yeah. So we'll get help from another country then.
You're right. I don't think we're going to be attacked by North Korea between the time that they can
get
another supply of hamburgers.
We'll get help from one of our allies around the world then if our aircraft carriers are stuck out in the middle of the Atlantic.
With ships that are not – we are going to get help from ships that are not designed and built to handle and to match up to our ships at sea.
You know,
a lot of good that's going to do.
It ain't that because
they won't be able to transfer stuff.
It ain't
especially
right
fuel.
Right turn, tight, left turn, loose up.
We're expecting you. The Drosco soon will be making another run. The drugged boat.
They're not worried about the ammunition. Stop shooting at the porpoise.
Superman.
Yeah, it was an accident. Hey, look, man, the captain was fucking stoned. He's all right. You know, just depth perception was gone. He's all right. He'll be okay. Fuck that.
You know,
Brady,
another thing that's worse than that, they had illegals up there patching potholes. With all the people in Baltimore, especially blacks, that's out of work, you mean to tell me you got to bring in a bunch of illegals? What the hell?
Well, hey, Bianchi, who rebuilt the fucking San Francisco Bridge? Who rebuilt the San Francisco Bridge? Anybody got an idea who the contractor was?
Hey, Bianchi, that saves us the money of deporting them.
The Golden Gate Bridge, who built
it?
Who rebuilt that fucking bridge?
They're working for Baltimore. They're not working for the United States Navy, whatever. They're working for Baltimore. You got a mayor that's talking about this new EVI is the new N-word, and these idiots are hiring illegals and bragging about it, calling it diverse. That's doing the work that people in Baltimore can be doing.
Well, you know what?
Yes, they have
the
Chinese.
The Chinese rebuilt the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge.
Bianchi, look at it on the bright side. There are 6 jobs that are now open for other people to go
do
work. I mean, you got to look at the bright side of it.
The president of Mexico want to send his people up to fill those 250,000 that Halliburton say you're going to need in North Texas and Northeast Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell we can't find no Americans? Goddamn.
Well,
what the hell?
No, you can't find any. You can't find any Americans anymore. Bianchi? We're a minority. We're a minority in our fucking country.
Well,
if you want to do some work, really.
Immediate impact on this.
We've been told to abort our children, so that birth rate is way down among Americans, so they have to bring in other people to replace the children that we aborted. And that's the truth.
Media impact on supply says most major automobile companies have sufficient inventory sitting on the U.S. dealer lot, so any immediate impact on supply is unlikely. However, the bridge collapse could lead to delays in shipments affecting the availability of certain goods in the short term. Local economy and jobs. The disruption caused by the bridge collapse may result in job losses and reduced business activity in the local area. So 15,000 jobs are directly affected with the port.
Bullshit.
Yeah, people just got to get their ass up out of bed early
there's
in the morning.
There's fucking cars and trucks
route.
Sitting in lots that ain't moved in 2 fucking years from dealers or fucking manufacturers. No chips, all that shit going down.
Let some of them lazy asses.
I don't buy that bullshit.
Let some of them lazy asses get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and head to work rather than sleeping in the bed 5 minutes before the bell go off by going across the bridge.
185,000 jobs we had last year added, last month, so 15,000.
They all went to illegals. They went to illegals. They did not go to Americans. All those jobs
you,
went to illegals.
You're absolutely right, Kat. They went to illegals. They don't talk about that. And if you're running out of car parts, just strip down some of them damn electric cars that stop on the highway any goddamn way. You got plenty of parts out there. Take their tires off.
You know, the worst
going to have some consequences, It'll have some consequences, of course.
You want to know what the worst thing is about the bridge being taken down and the port being closed? How in the hell are we going to import all the fentanyl and cocaine and marijuana now?
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
My God. I won't sleep at night no more. Oh, my God. Not that.
Yeah.
Fuck. Can't have that happening. Fuck, I need my pump, man. Fuck. Help me out here. Somebody, you may know. You know, can you help me out with a dealer? You got a phone number somebody I hook up with? I mean, come on, man. Email, something.
It'll all still come in on the southern border.
Yeah,
you know something else, though, y'all.
You want to know something about that?
During the Mexican-American War, you had patriots that came from on the East Coast. They didn't take Uber. They didn't take Amtrak. They walked. And they drug cannons with them. What the hell happened to that type of a man? Dragging cannons all the way from the East Coast to Texas to fight the damn Mexican-American War.
I think they're all on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you know, you can.
Oh my God, you can't remote control. You want me to drag a fucking cannon? Really? Like if
you
fucking drive to your restaurant?
You can ask Suzette about. You can ask Suzette about that, because we just had a big show on masculinity.
And I say hello to Bianchi too. Sorry, I did not say it earlier, my friend. We love you, Bianchi, as well.
I don't know if you want to love Bianchi. He's kind of radical.
Yeah, he's pretty
yes,
insane.
Of course. But you know all these goddamn conspiracies, man. What the hell? It was a time in my life when I wanted to meet the devil in person so I could fight him. Nowadays, these people won't even open the goddamn door. They're running high.
But what it makes it strong in this country is diversity. So we have every kind. And at the end result, we will understand each other every time better and better and better. But, you know, it's okay.
Diversity is bullshit.
You know, me being polite to people, you know, the other day I was at the liquor store and there's an older lady in front of me and I tell her, back off, old bitch, wait your turn. So, you know, I mean, I'm going to be first. And that's just the way it's going to be. I'm going to be first. I'm going to have everything I fucking want. And you're responsible for everything I fucking do. And that's just the way it is. Okay, so get used to it. Be happy. And that's that. So that's the world you live in now.
No,
exactly
everybody's,
you
know, a winner.
You know.
Everybody's a winner.
That's right. Everybody's fucking first. Right, exactly. You know, I mean, I got cussed out by an old man for parking in a parking lot with a $85,000, you know, toy, and he got mad at me. But he had handicapped fucking plates on it. He didn't like that. So, you know, there's another one, you know.
Hey, I'm going to inject here just for a second. We got two minutes left
go
of the
slow.
Live broadcast.
Oh, go slow. Go slow injecting. Slowly, slowly.
So less than 2 minutes left. So if you're out there and you're listening and you haven't called in, do so now as we go into the bonus hour. Otherwise, your audio is going to cut off if you're listening online. So call in the next minute and a half, 646-478-5284. All righty. Continue.
But you know, fellas, no shit now. Back during World War II, they was turning out a battleship once a week. The battleship areas, the shower works, the toilets work, the goddamn switches. One battleship a week. Can you imagine that?
And the guns worked, too. They didn't.
They were turning out those Liberty ships.
And we were all doing it together.
During World War II.
We was doing it all together. Wasn't that nice? We did it all together, American people. Did it all together.
Mm-hmm. Because we were united more than before.
Sacrificed their shit. Built
because
shit.
We were
did
united
it all.
More.
You know?
But British Empire divided us with the name of Trump, with the name of Biden, with the name of other ones, with the many, many aspects of class warfare and et cetera and et cetera. So now we are getting weaker and weaker, and every time we see what happens, left and right, is everything because
Trump's uncle played a major part in the innovation and application of the radar. Hell, Japan didn't have no radar. You could only see on the goddamn surface. You didn't know if it was a whale or if it was a goddamn turtle.
You made a point that we see everything through the lens of either or, right and left, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat. Is that what you're talking about? Hello?
I'm saying this. I never seen America so goddamn ridiculous in my life. Every goddamn thing is a conspiracy. Everything in the world is going to come to the end. Everything don't answer the door is the boogeyman. You see your women being raped, you run home and get on the phone and make an emergency call. It's still a putting out a gun and blowing the person's head off.
You get out your phone and you video it. You can take a video of it.
And you put it on YouTube, then Porn Tub and all that shit. That's what you do.
Well, you know.
It saddens my heart. It does that people are this much turned into a bunch of pussies. Ain't it crazy? It's just fucking insane, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. It is sad. And people are stupid. I mean, people, the woke group, I guess, or whatever the fuck you want to call them, are fucking stupid. They can't drive more than shit, and they're fucking assholes when you're in person with them. You know, you walk into Walmart anymore, it's like everybody's got an attitude. Maybe it's me. I might be fucking losing my mind, which we know I've done, did that, but I'm sure it's going to happen again. But still, man, it's just people have no courtesy for nobody anymore. They don't wave each other no more. They don't talk to each other no more.
Hell, a man, a husband will run off from his wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She could be sitting there getting raped, brutalized, and everything else, and his ass would hightail it back to the house and call the police.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what my husband would do. He'd say, take her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, anytime you hear police dispatch, when you hear police dispatch, when a dispatcher's calling to a car, what that dispatcher's going to say, you know, car 54, you have a call for service. A call for service. Why do they say that? Well, because that's what it is. It's a call for service. So when the calls they take, they get paid for. People don't realize what that means, you know, call for service. So, but you got to pay for it. Somebody's got to pay for it. Federal government does.
Yeah,
but see,
these police chases in California where you got these idiots running down the highway, hightailing it back to Mexico, and they taking it. Hell no, bring out an Apache, take a rocket propelled grenade, and blow that bastard up. I'm going to be wasting time with him.
Well, yes, but they do. They got to make a drama series. They want to be famous, Bianchi. You know that. You know what I mean? I'm with you, man. Just fucking take that fucker out. Don't fuck around. That's the way it used to be. That's the way it fucking used to be, man. People didn't fuck around with each other doing stupid shit like that, you know? But today, you're right. Fuck them. No. I'm going to run to get to the phone. I'm going to run to get the phone. These motherfuckers nowadays,
you know,
too.
Why?
I can't stand it. People look at these phones so much, then you shove them up their ass. They want our ID. They want it. They want
what
their
happened?
Ass.
What happened was John Wayne died, and it all ended. It all ended. That era's gone, boys.
Yeah.
They lost the Duke.
Oh, yeah.
I used to watch John Wayne when I was a kid on Saturday morning. He'd be kicking Indians' ass. From noon on, he'd be blowing jets out the goddamn air.
How could you
think such a thing? Where are
those days at? They're gone. There ain't no movies worth a fuck anymore, either. I have not seen any movies really worth fucking watching anymore. That's my personal opinion, but I mean, I don't know what people are into, but I can't see anything that makes any sense. It's all, most of all the fucking thriller movies are all fucking scientific bullshit. You know, science fiction. So, you know, that just drives me crazy, too. Anyway, it's, Laurie-Anne, honey, I got something to say to you. I really do. I got to put this out in the open, okay? I really love you, sweetheart. Happy birthday. That's great, but here's the fucking deal. You say bonus hour one more fucking time, I'm coming through this computer for you. You hear me? Bonus. Don't
bonus
say
hour.
Bonus, honey. Don't say bonus. No, not bonus, okay? And we'll get along just fine.
Then, you know, the worst thing I heard, you got some dumbass black leaders there in Baltimore want to change the name of the bridge from Francis Scott Key. Talking about it's associated with the Civil War.
Oh,
these people are crazy. They're
why
crazy
not?
As hell.
We just took down all the statues of every motherfucker, so let's take that out. Next.
You know, there's plans to make Baltimore a smart city. They're going to, what they're going to do is they're going to do hundreds of
how the hell
are
you going to be a smart city in Baltimore with none of the high schools the students could do math and read? How are they going to be smart? What are they going to read with, Braille?
Are you saying in effect how the fuck do you make dumb people smart? Is that the question, Bianchi?
I can't breathe, Cat. You made me laugh so hard. I can't breathe.
I'm sorry. But that is the plan.
We got to stop biting our tongue. You got to start calling a goddamn spade a spade rather than a shovel. We got to start saying what's on our mind. Damn that crazy mess, man. We're going to be completely out of our minds.
We're going to build back better, Pianchi.
That's a conspiracy theory. That's just a conspiracy theory.
Besides, hey, Bianchi, we need more conspiracy theories. Because the old ones the old ones that we have talked talked about over the years and stuff like that, too many of them have become true, and they're not conspiracy theories anymore. So we gotta make up for some lost time now, buddy.
Yeah,
we gotta get some more.
Well, yeah, I was just waiting on them to blame either Trump or blame the white man because the bridge fell down. Lo and behold, they did. We got to change the name of this bridge. We got to change it because Francis Scott Key was a slaveholder. All that crazy bullshit, man.
We got to name it after George Floyd. He's our hero.
Oh, God.
Hey, does anybody get any information that reappropriation bill thing? They're supposed to give people money because they're slaves past what do you call them? Your parents were a slave or whatever.
Reparation.
Gotcha. Smoke that last bowl.
Rick, all you got to do is identify as black. Then go ahead and claim for your reparation. That's all you got to do.
I can do that. I can do that. All right. Hey, that's true. I can do that now. So
you
since I can say that I'm a girl or a woman, you know, I can say that.
You can be as white as Frosty the Snowman. Just claim you black. That's good enough for them. Go ahead and file for your reparation.
I should do that. I'm blacker than the fucking eclipse coming on the 8th of April. Fuck, man. Look at me. I'm that black, motherfuckers. I don't forget black people, man. I just don't. I got a lot of black friends and they're real cool friends, but you know, some people they go way the fuck out when they said. I told them, matter of fact, who was it? That motherfucker. Oh, it was on my show. I pretty well burnt him down. Me and who? Somebody else got at him. What the fuck's his name?
Paul Sachs.
Jabaka.
No, Jabaka. Yeah, that dude. That cat. Yeah, me and you boys, because me and you boys, the fucking nailed shit out of him. We changed his whole mind. You know, that was crazy. But, you know, he's all about that kind of shit, you know.
Yeah, well, we changed his mind on your show until his next show.
Yeah.
And he was all right back. He was all right back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but if I would have called on there, you would have called on, you know. I don't know, man.
Well, in Chicago are not going to vote for black people in Chicago are not going to vote for the Democrats this time.
Well, I tell you what, Kat, I believe that when I see it.
You think they'll do it?
Is that going to be a smart city
when I see it?
No,
Trump.
Listen, I was a Democrat, a John Kennedy Democrat, up until the time that they put Clinton up, and I did not like Clinton. I voted for Ross Perot. But for the life of me, the Democratic Party today is insane. They are just insane.
Well, yeah.
Everybody voted for Ross Perot.
A woman from Baltimore said that we're diverse. We hired an Indian transporter, the ship transporter. We got people working from El Salvador and Guatemala on the road surfaces, and she said something else was out of this world. Just take a breath. Why would somebody do that? Why would you be hiring illegals? It's crazy.
I'll tell you why they are. The same reason that Tyson's Chicken is firing all that one plant and hiring a bunch of illegals is because the federal government is giving them extra money for hiring illegals. That's why they're doing it. It's money.
Incentives.
They get more money for hiring illegals.
You give me okay to do it. Tyson Chicken, I used to work at Tyson. You know, I don't know if you probably know the story, but, man, yeah. I went to work for a guy that owned a trailer park and wind up wiring 150 mobile homes just to import Mexican people. As soon as those trailers got parked and plugged in, them motherfuckers moved into it. I'm talking like five families per trailer.
When I was in Mexicans work hard in there. Well, hell, when you put people in jail, Americans in jail, and you give them three meals and a cot, air conditioned, they got a library they can go to try to work a case so they can get out from underneath their punishment. What the hell you expect?
in my orientation class, in the police academy, right, I had a 320-pound black female, right, that was 52 years old, and then I had a half man and half girl who were next to me, right, and they let me go. Yeah. So that's what the world's coming to. They hired those two and fired me. Kicked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because you gotta remember, Joe, they weren't Nazis.
Yeah.
My friends, let me say a few things for you guys. You see what happens? They get less, and then pretty much everywhere in the United States, they have maintenance is from them, and when they come, say, "Oh, my heater is messed up." They don't change it for you, but they go, and if there is a Mexican, then their heater will be changed, boom, like that. So we are sick and tired of that too. Go ahead, please. You see what
I'm
saying?
And they get free health care, and they get a shitload of money for their kids going to school. They get money for school clothes, free health care,
yep,
food stamps, and housing subsidy, and they get lower wages than Americans, and it drives down the wages.
I need to rent them out some land. I need to find out about that. Do a housing project for them. I'm going to find out. Fuck, I got property. If I could stick five families per mobile home in there, I got 60 acres in Arkansas, so, let's see, acre per, that's pretty nice, an acre per, shit. 60 times, 60 mobile homes.
You better do it, they might confiscate it from you.
And the cost of fucking rent right now, today, you know, I can charge $800 a family, five times five. All that money
I
can make
real quick. But if they don't pay the rent, you can't evict them.
The government's going to pay me. The government's going to pay me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're right.
The government's going to pay me.
And
you leave the house. You leave the house and go to the grocery store and come back, some squatters don't move in, you can't get them out.
Well,
American people cannot have a one-child today. It's a shame. I mean, it's so expensive, but they can come and four and get everything, and you know, we are screwed one way or another. Go ahead, please, my friend.
Florida just passed an anti-squatting law, you know, so we'll see how
you're going to see
it
happen all over the United States. That's going to travel, trust me.
And you got them bleeding heart liberals saying, why you want to put these people out on the street where they homeless? Well, goddamn, they in your house. What about me?
They're in my house.
Yeah, well,
what about
the poor fucking American people? Fuck them.
Our country so much. Why can't we give?
We are. We are. Do you realize now that in New York City right now, the illegals are getting $350 a week for groceries.
Oh my God!
This is all while the people who are on WIC and SNAP and all of those food programs and stuff get $700 a month.
But yeah. Americans cannot get any of that shit. But Americans cannot get that shit. But they come and get all the shit that they are entitled to, and that's not right. Right.
$700. I wish. You know how much I get for fucking food stamps? $200 a month, not a week. A month.
You don't have a family. That's why you have to be a family.
Yeah.
Do y'all realize they're treated better than disabled veterans in this country?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, fuck that. We got to throw the disabled veterans out of their rooms in their home, so that an illegal vet or an illegal alien can have his bed.
Absolutely.
Right. Pick the school kids out of school. Slim cocksuckers can go and have a bed. And throw the kids out in the street. Why not?
And we're going to the stores. Did that live on my podcast.
the prices of food in the store. By the time you went and got an empty basket, went through the doors and turned left, you don't spend $200.
Oh, God, you can't go to the grocery store with unless you spend $150.
Oh, it's terrible.
We're not, we're not treating our... I mean, you're not going to spend $100. You cannot buy any shit, you know? But you know, it's incredible that's so expensive. And then these
now the prices are bad.
The invasion
bad.
Started a long time ago. And the invasion
when I was at the grocery store, I was at the grocery store today, and I told the chick checking me out. I said, "Look here, if I don't spend over $100, I want you to throw me right the fuck out there and call the police. If I don't spend at least over $100, okay?"
And
they are.
We're not.
You don't get shit for $100 bill no more.
We're not treating our veterans right, guys. We're building fucking Colony Ridge, Texas for these illegals.
Well, they don't want veterans to have guns. That damn Marlin. Hell,
yeah.
That's one of the best assets that you got when you need to have people training, showing you how to do strategic moves and that. It's the veteran.
Mm-hmm.
But they saying the veteran can't have guns.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they want to. Because they're scared of veterans. Because we've all been trained on how to, you know, I could probably take an M16 apart right now and put it back together. I did it so much when I was in the military. I'm not afraid of guns at all. Not afraid of using one either.
Nope.
But remember,
red flag.
Yep. She's losing her mind, call the police. Yeah, that's fucking bullshit. That red flag law is some bullshit.
But remember that head asshole at the ATF, Alcohol Bureau and Firearms, ATF, can't even break down a Glock semi-automatic. Go look at it. Go look it up on YouTube. These fools don't even know how to take apart a Glock. There's only three goddamn pieces to it. And this is the ones that want to take your guns?
By the way, my friends,
by the
remember,
way, guys, I'll say this to Kat. Kat, they're still running their color revolution against Trump.
Oh, it's worth it. Yeah, I've been listening to this guy named Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z. He's on Twitter. And I subscribed to his feed. And he used to work in the State Department, and he's an attorney. And he breaks down everything that's going on. And this color revolution that they're running against the United States right now, I mean, I could go into detail and explain it more to you all, but we're in – You'll hear more and more about the democracy and misinformation, and now the new term is malinformation. And the real war is against people, which means you and me, everybody on this phone that talks shit about the government. See, we're now called cyber disinformation actors. That's what we are. Because we're not Biden supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Kat, I don't know why come women don't wear guns. Actually, a woman would come outside butt-ass naked before she put a gun on her hip. What's going on with that?
Not me.
My friends, you have to learn the lessons from Iran. When the Ayatollah succeeded and took all the arms in their hands, and all the forces, they had their own guns and et cetera. After successful, I mean, we don't like it, Ayatollah. But when everything finished, Ayatollah took over. Ayatollah came and said to all Iranian, okay, please give me your guns back. Please, Islam. Shit to that Islam. And then what happened? And what happened? They gave it back. And now they're a slave of Ayatollah for 46 years. Please learn the lessons from Iran. Thank you. And remember that.
And guys, one of the latest things in this whole color revolution thing that's happening in the country right now is all these so-called resignations in the Congress that are happening because of the Never Trumper Republicans. That if one or two more happen, it's going to hand the fucking gavel over to Hakeem Jeffries.
What's going to happen is the Democrats are going to take Congress, they're going to take the House back. And so when Trump, if he does win the election, they're not going to certify him. We're in for some real bullshit this year.
Absolutely.
We really are.
Yeah, because we let him get away with it last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we're watching them very closely this time, so they've got to change tactics just a little bit. But
are they going to try to poison us again? That's the question I have. Are they going to try to hit us with another poison again, like COVID?
We're going to have another.
That's how I did the first time.
We're going to have another pandemic.
Fall for it again this time.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, is that you?
All these people, resigning and stuff.
I thought it was
going to happen
caller.
Soon. Keep happening soon to where, I'm hoping happens is that the election happens and it's such a runaway for Trump that he has coattails and all their plans go up in smoke because we keep the Congress. They're essentially they'd have to do all their bullshit before January 3rd.
Y'all listen to the way we're talking. Would you have thought, 15 years ago we'd be talking like this, that this country would be in the shape it's in now? That we have faith in our own government as our total enemy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kat, because of British imperialism. British imperialism wants to fuck up United States and like to fuck up Iran, Canada, fuck up every other country, and then they want to rule us and enslave us. And if we take the bait, then shame on us. If we don't take it, then we may survive. Go ahead,
please. Sir, it's much bigger than Britain. It's not Britain. It's not Britain alone acting like this. It's not Britain trying to revive their British Empire. This is much. This is global. This is a global movement.
Yes.
But
it is
globalist.
Under British imperialism. Go ahead, please.
It's that mindset. You're absolutely right. But I don't think that Britain, the country itself, wants to take over. I think it's the multinational corporations that have made a pact with each other, and they control our State Department, our Pentagon, and the CIA, and the British intelligence, which is like the master intelligence of the world.
MI6, MI7.
There's just trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars at stake. And it's about reallocating the world's resources to use it to the benefit of the elite so they can maximize the profits off of it, and they don't give a shit about us. We're just little ants. We're bugs in the order of things.
We have no problem with that. I mean, again, but British imperialism is one of them. It's the main head that before was under the Queen. Now it's under the King Charles, and that's why the destruction of the world is coming. I mean, why Russia doesn't like Britannia? Why?
Think about this, guys. We're talking about the color revolution they're running here, but they're doing that thing all around the world. Think about it. They ran against Bolsonaro in Brazil. I think they tried against a guy in Argentina, and it didn't work. So I mean, we perfected the color revolution, and we had been using it to get rid of the people that we didn't like. But again, things can be turned around on us on us the way it has. I mean, look, color revolutions happen, and we're right in the middle of one right now. And that's the thing. We a lot of the people don't want, there are people that just want to remain. I'll put it to you like this. At one point in the comic books, Superman, well, nobody could see that Clark Kent was Superman. That's what we're looking at. Nobody, there are a lot of people still that don't want to see that the government, the enemy, that the globalists are the enemy. You know, I mean, we should have figured that out back in 1990 or 1989, whenever Daddy Bush, H.W., gave us his 1,000 points of light speech, right?
That one guy mentioned the British, right? The British, right? Yes. And, you know, yes. Joseph said no. Well, a lot of people don't realize about the British. They don't get it, okay? But, okay, we all know the old saying, whoever controls the money controls the people, right?
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, well, all right, who controls the money in the United States besides the Treasury Department? The Federal Reserve, right?
Federal Reserve.
Which we all know is a private bank, right? Do many people, you know what that bank's name originally was before it was the Federal Reserve? It was called the British Central Bank. It is true. British Central Bank.
That's not true. The Federal Reserve has always been called the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve doesn't have anything to do with banking in England. There are banks that are far above the Federal Reserve that control money.
Okay, I agree with that, but the Federal Reserve was the name. Was the Central Bank was the name before it became Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve became the name because the American people could accept the British banking system here, so they changed the name. That's all they did. It's different, but it's the same people, same group. So they control the money.
Is a global.
Well, you know, you may have some credence there. Maybe the Queen is starting to resort to eating sardines. They're running out of money. But when you look over history, we always did fight some British.
Well,
the Revolutionary War.
We did. Absolutely.
War 1812. They armed the Indians to fight against us.
Yep, right. They did. But they also had what we needed, and that was trade. They had shit we needed back in the colonial days of this country. So
well, hell, they
control.
The one that was benefiting the most from cotton. They didn't have to wear them goddamn wool drawers.
Right.
No,
that's what that,
so off the market. It's about resources. It's about resources.
That's what I'm talking about.
Why do you think the Chinese are buying up all our goddamn farmland?
No, they're not. China is ranked 18th in land ownership.
I tell you what, Joe Gibson, in Louisiana legislature, when they had that bill that was going to prevent our adversaries from buying land in Louisiana, those that was against it packed the damn committee room. It was so many Chinese coming from LSU. They weren't even citizens. They were speaking out against passing the bill.
That's right.
They said it would hurt us. That's what they said.
Exactly.
It would hurt us. Police had to take one of them out there. He was so damn belligerent.
They're still ranked 18.
I'm going to tell you guys, all we need is one more damn calamity. If it's going to be any place, it's going to be with the railroads. And if it's a railroad that's derailed cars all over the place that's stopping the shipment from east to west, then I'm going to start thinking different. But anyway, I think that we need to be teaching our kids how to shoot guns and all that stuff. If you got to run around in the goddamn woods butt naked, just get out there and learn this stuff because we're going to need it, I'm telling you.
You see, my friend, when Iranians demonstrated in about 10 years ago, the Green Party, and then Obama was in charge. Obama said, it's okay, go back to your homes, and did not support the Iranian revolution because they have agenda. Their agenda, as you see, Iran now
Iran is nothing.
Two dozen atom bombs, and they're going to be making more, and they're under umbrella of Russia and China right now. I mean, this is the agenda. Does everybody know that?
What does Iran have that the rest of the world wants? Nothing. Nothing.
They have oil. They have natural gas. Come on.
Yeah.
Iran has
Iran. So does Iraq. So does Saudi Arabia.
Iran has those ports. Iran, China's not getting oil from Iran, and we're just turning our blind eye, and we're letting China get oil from Iran right now. Under Biden, Iran is becoming, they're rolling in money now. Billions that we've sent over there.
They're still a third world country, though. They're still world country. Yes, they are.
Okay.
Guess what, Joe? We've had our military ass kicked by the last three third world countries.
Yeah.
When?
Afghanistan, Iraq.
Yes.
We didn't get our ass kicked.
Do you know why Trump took out Soleimani?
Afghanistan. Listen. Afghanistan. Iraq.
We never lost
Vietnam.
One battle in Afghanistan.
Vietnam.
Iraq. Vietnam's different. I'm talking about Iran and Iraq. We didn't lose one battle over there. One fight. One skirmish.
Oh, my God. Okay.
We don't have to lose a battle to get our asses kicked.
How did we get our asses kicked? How? How did we get our asses kicked in Afghanistan? We killed them a thousand times for one man.
Did you see the goddamn withdrawal from Afghanistan? Did you see the withdrawal from fucking Vietnam? Did you see the withdrawals?
Our politicians
supervised our ass kicking.
We did not get our ass kicked.
Yes,
you know, in Afghanistan, you got a sniper who's got a goddamn human bomb in his crosshairs, then he got to get on the radio and ask if it's okay to kill the son of a bitch. That there is some jacked up stuff. Whoever the hell behind all this needs to be sought out. They need to be tracked down like rabid dogs, and you're going to have to do away with them. You can't let these people off.
The rules
sorry.
Of engagement, yes. The rules of engagement under Obama, yes, that did happen. Under George Bush, we were slaughtering them like nothing. We were putting them on the hoods of our trucks when they were driving around.
Joe.
And under Biden.
Joe, we built this multi-billion-dollar embassy in Afghanistan. We were supposed
Absolutely.
To keep control of that. Do you know who's in it right now? The Chinese. Do you know why the Chinese took it over? We turned
right.
Afghanistan over to the Chinese with this China. With this Afghanistan.
We exited, yes.
Lithium.
I agree.
We've turned the lithium mining over to the Chinese in friggin' Afghanistan because they need that lithium to build those batteries. So we basically, for these electric cars, we are turning the U.S. energy policy over to the fucking Chinese. We're going to be building cars.
No, I agree with you. We exited wrongfully, but there's no way that country could rise up and beat us and beat our soldiers if we fight them. Iran's nothing. Their military's nothing.
Okay.
We could turn them into a parking lot overnight.
Bullshit.
Yes, we could.
Ayatollahs have thousands. Tens of hundreds of thousands of missiles. They have, they want to destroy Israel. They want to destroy Gulf countries and all the places that America it is right now.
The Ayatollahs are puppets of the Russians, okay? That's all they are. They're puppets.
No, they are.
Puppets of the Russians.
Oh, my God, Joe.
The Russians control the nuclear reactors in Iran. They built them for them. Iran doesn't have no scientists. They have no infrastructure. Russia went over there and built everything for them. They supplied them with all their tanks. Those are Russian tanks over there. Everything that Iran has is supplied by Russia.
Yeah, we told them that it's real holy.
Iran.
We told them how to drill holes to get oil out of them. They was out there pounding on it with 2x4s and shackles.
Ayatollahs are puppet of British Empire, okay? Not Russian. But at this time, yes.
Okay, Mike.
They have changed. They are right now under the umbrella of the nuclear Russia and China, yes. To some extent, Joe is right, but before that, it was under British imperialism, yes. They brought them, so they support them.
Well, what you're talking about is the early 20th century, carving up the Middle East was done by British intelligence and American intelligence. That's absolutely true. But I think that it's a little more complicated now. It was called the Great Game. It was carving up all the lands of the Middle East between the wars.
It is complicated, Kat, but here's the thing. We happen to be complicated because we sell them technology. We let their damn students come over here and go in our universities, and while they're here, they're spying like hell. We help this shit to come on. And every incident that happened looked like it's nothing more than a test. They testing the response rate. They testing how effective they are being detected. It's a test. And sooner or later, they're going to think they know enough. Then they're going to try to go for the real deal. And, you know, Gibson, you're absolutely right, but we got a bunch of candy asses in the military.
Yeah, that's true.
Nickerson recruits when they come in. They cry when they get their hair cut off.
Millie, for one.
Well, I'm telling you, when I was in the military, if they told me I had to serve under a commander who wore a man who wore a dress, I think I would just, they'd have to put me in jail because I'd have to smack that guy. There's no way that I would ever pay attention to a man wearing a dress.
So we would think you were insane if you did.
So we can see here that, you know, because of the bad politics, because of the division that British imperialism put in every country, and every country are suffering right now. And not only that, they are going to go to own the globe. British imperialism. And who spends the money for it?
Who?
We Americans. Mm-hmm. We Americans pay British imperialism to...
British.
To be,
it's not the British, like Kat said, Mike. You keep saying British, British. There's British Empire. There is no more British Empire.
But listen, now, wait a second. Not in the 20th century terms, you're right. But what he's talking about has some validity to it, because London is the biggest financial empire in the world.
Exactly.
But,
amen.
But they depend upon...
I don't know. I think the Vatican is. I would say the Vatican is.
Well, the Vatican's not involved in finance and
wars. Exactly.
And, well, who knows?
I don't know about that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But let me tell you. These masters
exactly
of the universe are dividing the globe up. And they do not, the masters of the universe see us as, we're like medieval to them in the way that we have sovereign borders. They want to eliminate borders and divide the globe up into regions.
Exactly.
We will no longer be sovereign
North American
country.
Union. North American
I agree.
Union. Amero is going to be the future money of United States, Canada, and Mexico. Go ahead, please, Kat.
All I know is Boeing went up over $70,000, and I'm happy.
Well, I got celebration. The first June bug of the year has flew in my door and landed on my computer. Hip, hip, hooray. Yep.
It's a spy. Kill it.
It's a conspiracy theory. There you go.
Yeah, it might be a Russian spy. You never know.
You never know. They look strange.
The British.
Well, I beg all of you to go on Twitter and follow Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z. I'm telling you, you will just get a master class in understanding the warfare, the disinformation warfare we're in that's being propagated upon us by the U.S. government.
Let me ask you a question, Pat. I see where the Marine no longer require women. to wear pantyhose and stockings. And also, when you have a female recruit come in, why come our heads not shaved bald?
Well, when I was in, your hair could not touch below your collar. You had to either wear your hair up or get it cut, you know, so it didn't go down below your collar.
Well,
I don't know now. I don't...
That's because female Marine recruits don't have lice.
Oh, God.
I know in this show we talk about everything. But that makes it beautiful, too. Diversity. So it makes it good.
Has anybody ever read the Cooper file?
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows
Oh, really?
The Cooper file. What's that?
William Cooper,
oh,
CIA guy that crashed the plane.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper
file.
I put it in the chat room.
Mm. Are you talking about that guy who stole money and came from the plane down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Okay. So what about him? I mean, so.
I put it in the chat room, the Cooper file. I can't read the whole thing to you.
Why not?
It's good to talk about all this stuff.
There's another one you ought to go. There's another one you ought to go in there and look up too. It's called the Turner Diaries.
Oh yeah, I read that one time. Yeah,
read that one a long time. It's a lot. It's an old one, but a good one.
But I think they never find him. I think he is still maybe alive or maybe dead. But I mean, they never were able to find him. So. That's something to think about.
And definitely a long one.
Right. Exactly. So everybody know that the eclipse is going to go from Texas, Nineveh, city of Nineveh, and then it goes past to the next state is called Nineveh. And it's going to go to 8 Nineveh. And at the end, it's going to be in Nova Scotia. It's eastern of the Canada. And that's, they have another city in Canada called Nineveh. And it's very strange that this eclipse will intercept the eclipse that we had 2017. Because it came from Oregon. Oregon went through Salem, then Idaho, Salem, and a few other states next to it too. I don't recall exactly. But they have a Salem city too. So Salem means Jerusalem, Ushalim, Ushalim. So that's why it's very, very, interesting. And also at the same time, this eclipse is happening. 7 planets are going to be lined up as eclipse is happening. So rise of the earthquakes is already happened. 6.4 we had 5.7 Oregon, and we had other earthquake activities above 6.5, 7-ish already around the Ring of Fire. And so Ring of Fire is super shaking, especially after the full moon on 25th. And these are coincidences. These are same thing has happened before. And as a result, we saw many, many wars and many destructions came to the planet. And the people, they knew that already. Whenever it's eclipse of the sun happens or eclipse of the moon, people know there will be something on the horizon is coming. Whether it's an earthquake. Yeah, go ahead, please, Kat. Go ahead.
Have there been any volcanic eruptions lately?
Absolutely. And I mean, we have had so many. Right now, Lithuania. I mean, German tanks are 1 mile from borderline with Belarus. Belarus, they have so many tanks of their own and brigades 5 miles from the Lithuania. So something is going on, and not only Russia is doing something. Whether Russia is going to nuke Ukraine in coming weeks or maybe months at the most, because what happened in Moscow, they have linked everything to Ukraine, whether it was their own FFO. We don't know that, but still they have linked everything to the Ukraine. So basically, if it is, we always call it is to be more better. Is, they would kill themselves, all of themselves. They don't go to an operation without coming to be fully dead. So it wasn't is done it. We already know that. It was the either work of the Putin, FFO, you know, they give some prisoners and they give them medications, everything, and give them some money or so. Say, go ahead, do this, and we capture you, and we use you as pretext to nuke the Ukraine, the same way we did Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Come on, Taylor, move.
A small atom bomb and a bigger atom bomb we tried it, and it was end of the war. And so it could be a limited nuclear exchange coming soon, or maybe it could be a wider one. Is pending. Go ahead, please.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, we
hope they don't. I hope not. I don't think Putin will do it. I think he's really, really been, He's really been restrained in to releasing the nuclear bomb. I think it's going to take a lot more than to happen than just shooting up the concert hall. Because what advantage would it be for him to drop a nuke on Kyiv or anywhere in Ukraine? Putin has said repeatedly he only wants to take the eastern part, the Donbas region and that other region where it's mostly people are of Russian ethnicity there.
Yes, you remember Putin? How many times, I mean, Ukraine, Zelensky, he himself is one of the globalists too. I mean, supported by the British imperialism. And the good thing is that, I mean, they ordered him, how many times he attacked the bridge between Ukraine and Crimea. So how many times that happened? We saw that. So then we go back to the Maryland. So whatever it happens over there, then it comes and bites our butt over here in the United States as well, too. So, you know, everything is connected to each other. A tree, leaves will not fall down because it's a reason, because the new season is coming. Is a spring has arrived. So they have to have a new leaves come and green and et cetera, and until again goes to autumn and the leaves usually fell down in majority of the countries. So everything is interconnected together. We have to understand that, realize that. What happens, Ukraine keep hitting the oil refineries in Russia. So, I mean, even I think Biden or Joe Biden, the president of the United States, he said to Zelensky, hey, stop that shit. We don't want to get involved that much, you know. But Zelensky is going to involve all of us to this stupid war over there because they have agenda. They want global World War III, and sooner coming is better than later. Go ahead, please.
Well, I think they're maniacs running the show.
Yes.
I can tell you one target that would be appropriate for a nuclear weapon to be detonated. And that's at the WEF conference when they hold it. And everybody is there. Nuke the fucking place and get rid of those fucking assholes.
But the question is, they own everything, my friends. So that never happens, and it's out of the question. But the question is, every night, the nuclear forces of the United States are patrolling our skies. Our skies.
Excuse me.
And doomsday plane. Doomsday plane every night is on the air.
How many?
You know?
How many people that you know are planted 6 feet in the ground that own a fucking piece of shit?
You mean bunkers?
No, in a fucking grave.
Yep.
They don't own shit.
Well,
no matter how sophisticated or no matter how technologically advanced we become, you can't take it with you.
Nope.
I'm taking
you
mine.
Okay, you guys, what I'm going to do is we've got about 10 minutes left before we go into no man's land. So me and Lorianne are going to bring everybody in that isn't on here yet, and we can finish the show with everybody on there.
Okay. Hey, I got a question. Would somebody riddle me this? How come I keep seeing messages pop up telling people to go to the groceries and go stock up before the eclipse? What the fuck does that mean?
It's like you say, it's feeding its fear. People are buy some toilet paper.
Well, let me ask why on the last two eclipse, the previous two eclipses that have come across the nation, nobody got any of that shit.
I don't know.
Well,
why you have to?
Why you?
Good. I was going to ask, why is he asking such a stupid question?
What?
I'm joking with you. I don't know. What answer do you want?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I was hoping somebody here would have run across something as to why.
The reason is very clear. Because we have Taiwan, Chinese against Taiwan. We have problem. We have North Korea, South Korea problem. We have Ayatollah's close the Persian Gulf. We have problem. We have Zelensky and Putin and Lukashenko. All are problems. NATO is problem. I mean, all the world is in chaos, my friend.
Mike. That.
Yes, sir.
That's not the question. We all know that shit. Why during the eclipse? What is with this particular eclipse
that wants to have people
go out and get groceries?
40,000 years ago, et cetera, when they can go to the last eclipse that it has happened on the planet, for example, they have seen a lot of destruction, a lot of, misery, calamities, and, so they have put, like an AI, AI put all this information together, what happened 40 years ago, 38,000 years ago, or et cetera, et cetera. So, there is a big chance of the major super earthquake. That's why the National Guard is right now is training in Alaska for 9.2 in the same place, Juneau. that it happened. So if that goes, you know that that fault line goes to the Mexico, almost Acapulco. So if that goes, the whole area can go too. And also San Madrid Falls, because the other eclipse that I told you, it was went to San Andreas Falls to Salem in that area. And then this one, Nineveh. I mean, Nineveh in Bible means beginning of an end. So
why?
Yes,
why? First off, why haven't the last two eclipses over the last 10 years, whatever their timing is, was nobody warned to go get food or anything like that?
Yes.
The other thing, Mike,
yes, sir.
I haven't heard or seen is the National Guard in Alaska training for an earthquake.
What?
Period.
Well, please put it on this on same thing that I said. To see what kind of result can you get for 2024, for the April 8th, 2024, and you should get a lot of things. Even I mean, right now National Guards in many states are in the state of alert.
I can say that in 2017. You know, I was right in the path of totality for the eclipse then, and I was not seeing any of that crap. And we're here in Oregon, so, like, people flooded Oregon coming here to the coast where, you know, they'd be the first, you know, the first on the West Coast to, you know, be in the path of totality all the way through eastern Oregon. We had all kinds of people coming from everywhere, and I never once saw all of these warnings like we see now about, you know, stock up on toilet paper and water might be, you know, all your resources. Make sure, you know, you're supplied for a week and blah, 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 like we're seeing right now. Like something is up. It's very fishy. And then there's also, I saw an article on they're projecting like a really huge solar storm as well, coinciding with this. So
it was hit last week. Last week there was a Sunday, I think last Sunday, it hit the planet, yes, the big solar storm, yes. Go ahead, Liz.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just kind of like this, I don't know, like they're acting like it's like the end of the world might be coming and you better prepare, you know, and it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the 2017 eclipse was an even bigger event because it went from, you know, West Coast all the way to the East Coast across the entire country. And we weren't seeing all these warnings like we are right now with this one. So it's very suspicious to me.
You know, Israelis, they have, you know, four red cows, and which they have had many before, but many of them died, I guess. But these four red cows, they are going to go for 22nd of April is their festivals, and they are going to go on the same mountain that Moses was received instructions. In that area, they're going to kill that four red cows because, you know, they're babies. They call them differently until the age that exactly has arrives that become a cow. So they're going to go there and kill those four cows. And they say when it happens, it will be hell will break. So that's another thing. You can find it in the endofamericandream.com. Just go there. You will find many stories that it may sound to you logic or it may not sound to you unlogic.
Okay, what website is that?
Endofamericandream.com. Just put End of American Dream. You should be able to go to the first or second one. You can see endofamericandream.com. And you can see that story about the four cows, four red cows that Israelis are going to go to the biggest mountain that Moses went to, and they're going to show it to everybody and kill those red cows left. There are only four left, I guess, in the Israel or around the globe. So they're going to kill it, and then they say hell will break loose. So,
did you all know that the United States is also trying to prevent people from having gardens? You hear about that one? Why is that?
Yeah, repeat your question. Repeat your questions.
I've heard and I've seen different clips on the fact that the United States is trying to stop people from gardening, you know, for food.
Oh, of course.
What kind of crazy shit is that?
Okay, it's not only about clips, my friends. Right now we have, as I said, interconnected all the issues of the planet has. All the, every angle. I mean, we see the Canadian. They want to get rid of the Prime Minister of the Canada, or basically they want the country back. They don't want to be under British Empire anymore. So,
they've been. They're still under the Queen. I mean, a lot of people don't know that Canada's under the Queen. You know,
right.
Well, King now, but the Queen says that people are still British part of it, whatever the fuck they call it.
British.
I mean, I get you on that, man. I've been deep in history, so you know.
Because mm-hmm. people in Canada cannot buy anything anymore. I mean, I'm just we have reports from Canada that the people are just you cannot touch it, buy it. You know, if you touch it,
what's his name? I don't even like him.
My name is Kendall. Prime Minister Todor, I think. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. I forgot his name, too.
Trudeau. Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, man, I don't know. The Canadians are getting pretty well screwed, bleeding, tattooed, too, all around this, too. But, and like the things that's been going on in New York City, like I mentioned on my show a couple times before about them fucking cameras, man. They're installing more cameras, more traffic cameras, plus they got the congestion camera system going, too. What a fuck you deal. Good God almighty. If you don't understand the technology, how this is laid out, it blows your mind.
Oh, it's crazy, I know.
Oh, my God. It's congestion cameras, because you drive in a certain zone of New York, you're automatically charged just a direct connection to your fucking bank account.
Yep.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah.
That is insane. They have access directly to your bank account.
Yes.
If not, it's a more worse or fine or whatever. And then you got the traffic cameras themselves. So not only do you go pay $15 a day or every time you come into the area and $15 when you come out of it, that's $30 for a car. I think it's $30 a pop or $25 a pop per truck come in and out. That's $50 around. That's crazy. Then you get you run a yellow light or some bullshit type thing, you know? It's so, man. I don't know. It's crazy. I mean, how much money can you suck out of these fucking people? You know what I mean? What about a taxi cab? What about a fucking taxi cab? It's got to come in and out of that shit. You know what I mean?
Every, don't
I know.
Crazy.
I mean,
Moscow. Just to be in an area, you got to pay to be in an area. You come in this Moscow area right now, it costs you so much money.
That's
so
why they
anybody pulls in your driveway, charge them for it. That's the way to go now. My driveway's highly congested, you know, so I need $30 to come in, $30 to leave. If you don't want to leave, leave the car, start walking.
The electric cars are coming. The electric cars are coming.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is a digital world. This is digital society. This is what they want, man. I mean, look at the tolls in New York and shit, you know. Oh, my God.
It's oh, you're bad.
It's nuts, man. Good God. It's coming to the point where you can't make money driving trucks anymore. They're frustrating people. Yeah, I mean, we're
starting to take a picture of you. They take a picture, send you a bill. They send you a bill and take it right out of your account.
Exactly. Take it right out of your fucking account, just like fucking auto pay. Fucking right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like those people have those pass cards. That's what that is. The pass cards, you give them all their banking information. So you got to pay for the toll. It all makes it out of your account. And then, if you overdraft your account with this motherfucker, they get to know you for that. Hey, the bank gets to fuck you out of some money. You know, overdraft protection, you got to pay for a fine penalty for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So.
Well, I can tell y'all that y'all don't live in big cities. This is just the way. This is the way, the price to pay to live in a big city.
Yeah, I can't see how it works. How is it worth it to do it? What does that for me to pay that much money to it?
Before we cut off, I want to say I appreciate all of you, Joel, Lorianne, Kat, and Robert, Bianchi, my friends, all of you guys. I love you, all you guys. But if we were cut off, so I have told you goodbye before.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed talking
to you. Well, I'm glad I got left out of that.
You
that
must
was Ron. Nobody
I'm always
loves
left
Ron.
Out. I know everybody fucking hates me.
Everybody
and
hates
I like
Ron.
It. I like it. I want you to
We just love hating you.
Yes,
that's what it is. We love hating you.
Yeah, that's Laurie. Yeah, I saw that a while back. That was funny and cute. I still love you, Laurie, and you know I do.
Hate me more.
You just don't want me to say bonus hour anymore.
Bonus. I don't care about the hour, just the bonus that makes me think bad things.
Lorianne, is this your new show?
She hijacked it.
Sorry, what?
Is this your new show or?
No, this is Robert's show. I opened it up tonight though, because he got tied up with some church obligations earlier. So I'm his co-host, so I filled in for him until he could join us. So my show is still on Sunday. So Lucid Libertarian on Sunday.
Right,
yep.
Libertarian.
He's
the
best co-host.
You know. Yes.
He got tied up all right.
Hey, Joel, my brother, we love you too. So, you know, we hope that we don't take the bait of the British Empire. Thank you very much.
Remember, Sunday after the Laurie Ann show on Sunday, come to the show after that called the House of Ill Repute of Grace Nation Radio. It is a church service, non-denominational, and it's brought to you by non-Reverend Ron Rack. Don't make you catch that show, please.
Don't forget about Kitchen Politics.
And Kitchen Politics. Make sure you go to Kitchen Politics. Is the best show to ever go get kicked out of because you're a no-good fucker. And you don't have to be a Republican to get kicked out either.
You will be kicked out.
Yeah, no matter what you say. You know.
What are y'all talking about, Kitchen
They're
politics?
Democrats because they're so tolerant and more open-minded.
Hallelujah. Kitchen Politics show on Blog Talk. Yeah.
The Moonbat show.
You've been there?
I have to go there.
But
where
I do.
Where
you do.
No, that's very bad. That very
Send me
bad.
An email. Let me know where you're going.
Oh,
maybe
we
I'll
have
at the same time.
You won't
we
last
all
30
have to
seconds.
Yeah, I'll give
you
about 30 seconds.
You won't let me talk?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk for a minute.
And then they're going to track you.
But you can't say the word Trump. You can't say Trump. They'll cut you off as soon as they hear the T.
in the name. Once I hear that T, bam, you're done. You won't get through the hump out. You get the T, but not the hump.
Yeah.
Good night.
Oh, well.
They insulted my ass to the max after they got rid of me. Those gals down there said, you know, I think he could be converted.
You know, you all still haven't let Kat say anything. She's been trying to say something, and you all keep talking over her.
You might convert them. You never know.
I'll have to call up and tell them how much I hate Trump and get them going, and then
you're good. Yeah, that's why I want to be there. I got to be listening. Yeah. I got to be there, Kat.
Yeah.
I mean, we've known each other for how many years now? Jesus, don't you have any love for me? Just give me.
God, I feel like I should adopt you.
You should. I would. Yeah. I would have came out better, probably. You know, I would.
I doubt that.
No. Probably not.
You're what's called a reprobate.
Yes, I am. Yeah. And I'm certified, and I got a couple trophies too. So.
He doesn't know what that means.
Oh God, what's it called again? Kitchen church?
Kitchen politics. Kitchen politics.
Okay. The Haitian guy on the
Kitchen politics 1, 2, 3.
Okay, kitchen politics 1, 2, 3. It's on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got something tonight? It's about 9 o'clock.
The night that Ron called in, I left. I shut the show off because I was on there for 20 minutes, and I had all I could